welcome to St. Louis's only live morning show on in the afternoon on 550 KTRS St. Louis.
Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can you feel a pitter-patter and that happy tune is your step? Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on the rail, but I'm not afraid. This rover,
it's green, moron!
Crossed over, but if I never
forgiving
have
now.
Set, I'll be rich and
rocked up.
Gold dust at my feet.
Hoorah!
Hoorah! On the sunshine street.
Welcome. Now, I'll never be able to do what I want so desperately to be able to do Al Pacino, but I'll never be able to do it.
It's a
tough one.
You know what cooled my jets on it and made me decide and give it up? I heard Frank Caliendo do it, and I thought, forget it.
Yeah.
You know, in his presence, you make the decision to not try anything. Because you're not even going to be a close second. Welcome to Tuesday, which is Guest Day, which is Joe Hipperson What's Out on DVD Day, and whatever else falls in between all that. And that's pretty much up to you when you call us. Anything we should know about in this room? Anything going on? Any cars fly over four lanes of traffic?
Oh, no.
Any SUVs on there?
I'm watching.
Anybody gun anybody's wife down?
No, I don't think so.
A 140-foot yacht that I saw last night on the Travel Channel.
Yeah.
And, you know, luxury yacht, obviously. It goes 75 miles an hour.
What?
Yeah, $30 million yacht, and it goes 70. It's got two turbine engines.
Oh, that's unbelievable.
I mean, it's a huge thing. It's like a cruise ship.
I can't even believe. I've never heard of such a thing.
Yeah. What would be, like, top speed that...
Most yachts?
25.
25.
Yeah. No, 25.
Would you be able to walk around when it was?
They were,
top speed?
Yeah, they were. They showed them going up. They were like, they didn't make it to 75. They made it to 74, but they were up to about 60 miles per hour,
which
is about 55 knots or something like that. And they were all just standing in the up in the cruise nest or whatever the
pilot
house.
You get places in a hurry.
I mean, and it's so big that it's as smooth as it can be.
How big is it again?
Whoa.
140
feet.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh, that's some monster engines.
Oh, $30 million.
Well, the $30 million is, I'll bet you, $18 million of that is for those engines.
Yeah.
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah.
What kind of power is that?
Awesome.
You start pushing something like that through the water at 75 miles an hour. And yeah, they were walking around. What they didn't tell you was they had magnetic shoes.
Their
shoes sticking to it.
It was fun to watch, though. Holy that Travel man. Channel is a great channel.
That is a neat channel.
Yeah.
How fast is a big cruise ship?
You shouldn't be in a big hurry if you're down in the islands, and let's get over to St. Thomas right now. Is it part of the whole yacht thing? Just
the
relax,
ultra rich are different.
Just kind of cruise along at about 10, 20 knots, at the most 20, and take your time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't see, it's not like a bass boat.
Like the cruise ship we were on, how fast do they go?
About 20, 23 miles an hour.
And this thing had those big salons with master bedroom with king-size beds.
Wow.
And two different dining rooms and restaurants.
First thing I think of is you step out on a boat, most boats in the ocean, it's windy enough anyway. How about that?
You know, since you guys went on that cruise and then we went on the Alaskan cruise a few years ago, I'm sure you get all the flyers of different companies.
Yeah.
But the one that's very interesting to me is the Windjammer. Do you ever get the brochures on that just huge sailboat?
Mm-hmm.
very
that looks, you have to work
fashioned.
On that, don't you?
No, I don't think so. No, I think it's just another kind of cruise.
It's
a casual,
it's a real casual cruise.
Oh, that would be so interesting. That still is amazing to me. All the different sails and how they work and how they can, in almost no wind at all, still unfurl the right sails.
Right.
To move that vessel.
But you'd have to be in warm weather.
Well, I know.
And you can't.
And I might have to consider that if to go on that wind jammer.
Right.
I get brochures for the chick jammer cruise. What does that mean?
I don't know. Something to do with jamming chick. That's all I can say.
Ass jammer.
To stop it while you're ahead.
Hey, look at those phones. Terry must have said something wrong or offensive. He must have offended somebody. God. We will be happy to take your calls. Before we do that, a couple of quick things. Later this week, we're going to be talking about this place, but Dan, we got to talk about our lunch. Dan and I had the most incredible lunch at a place, and we're going to be talking about them later this week, but we had to go and check the place out. And it kind of reminds me of the old, what happened with Bandanas a few years ago when we went, and the place wasn't very full, and Bandanas literally was thinking, my goodness, I hope we don't go out of business, and we went on and we started talking about it, and as people discovered it, the reaction was all the same. Holy cow, what a great place. That's kind of what this reminds me of.
Well,
that's what's going to happen here. It's called Jimmy Yin's. It's an Asian grill and wok bar. It's a Pan-Asian restaurant. So we go there and we have lunch, and we're just as dumb as most people. We don't know what Pan-Asian is. I talked to the guy on the phone, and what the heck is Pan-Asian? It's food from all of Asia. So if you like Chinese food, you like Japanese, Korean, Thai, you'll love this place. It is the cleanest. Have you ever been in a cleaner place?
No, it's awesome.
And they cook the food in front of you. It's an open kitchen, they call it. This place is unbelievable, and we are going to be thrilled to death to turn this into the next Bandanas of Pan-Asian food. It's Jimmy Yin's. It's on Manchester, across the street from Hacienda in Rock Hill. Right across the street, easy to get to between Barry and McKnight. And I'm going to tell you one other thing. They're open for lunch and dinner, except Sunday it's dinner only. And the guy that owns this place, Terry Bose, Dan, and you thought the same thing.
Yeah.
This guy looks almost exactly like Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
Oh, well, then.
Oh, yeah.
In fact, if he were in the parking lot getting out of a car and somebody said, hey, look, there's Harrison Ford, I don't think anybody would say, no, it's not. They'd go, my goodness, it is here. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That's not a bad thing to look like.
I get that a lot with Brad Pitt.
Do you?
Yeah.
Look, that's not Brad Pitt.
You get that Brad Pitt looks like Harrison Ford?
No.
Oh, I see what I did there.
I mixed Terry up with Jonathan.
So I'm just going to tell you, folks, get ready for the barrage and the onslaught if you want to get in there before the crowds, because that's what's going to happen when people really discover this place. Jimmy Yin's. Pan-Asian on Manchester. What a wonderful, wonderful... I mean, sometimes these Asian-type places have a reputation of being dirty in the kitchen. This place is the cleanest place I've ever seen.
It was extremely clean, and they're going to put together some sort of...
they're putting together an AM and a PM. We had three things that we like so much, they're going to give you these three items for $5.50. It's an AM and a PM platter.
Wow.
And the other thing is, listen to this, there's no smoking... And no tipping allowed.
No tipping, no
smoking.
That's
insane. I'd love to tip.
You
can't go here.
Wow.
This is my dad's new favorite restaurant, and then a friend of mine. His name's Scott.
Well, your family's a bunch of freeloaders.
Well, and this friend of mine, Scott, he knows who he is.
Yeah,
he's one of the biggest cheapskates I know.
And unlike some places where you have to clean up your own stuff, you go in, you order, you place your order, and then they go to the table. They bring you the food, and then they clean it up, but no tipping.
Mm-hmm. Tipping is not a city in China.
Huh?
What?
Tipping is not a city in China.
You didn't say it like that. You said tipping. If you said tipping, now you got something.
Then I got a comedy bit.
All right. Now, one other thing before we take your calls, and we will. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. I've got an idea for a business, and listen up, young people. This is an entrepreneurial opportunity, and I'm telling you right now, I don't think I'm too far off on this. I think it's effective April 12th, if I read the article right. The full-blown no lighters on airplanes policy goes into effect. That means no Zippo. They've now changed it to no Zippo, no butane, nothing. You can't check them. You can't put them on carry-on. You can't have a lighter when you get to your destination. Think about this. A cigarette lighting service. Kind of like when the pool boy comes around with suntan lotion, you're right there offering to light. A lot of people are going to get off the plane, go, I got to have a cigarette, no lighter. Well, you're right there to light their cigarettes for tips.
Ooh.
Yeah, it could almost be like the old cigarette girls where they even sold them as you got off.
Well, I thought about that, but that won't work, and here's why.
Okay.
You can buy lighters anyway. Run into any little gift shop and buy a dollar Bic. How about give me 50 cents or a quarter to light your cigarette, and if you buy it, you got to throw it away anyway when you get back on the plane and make your connection because you can't take it with you. Let me light your cigarette for you and have some sort of good-looking male or female walking around. We like that for you. And I'm telling you, whatever spare change you got, give me
your entrepreneurial whatevers are firing right now.
They are.
That's a great idea.
I'm just picturing people coming off the plane. Holy crap, I got
a
cigarette. I don't have a light.
Right.
Now, do I want to walk the concourse to a... No problem, sir. Here, I have your light.
That's very good.
And whatever you want to give me.
Now, did you say you won't be able to check them either?
You can't check them either. No lighters, no check, no carry-on.
Wow.
Just can you tell? I guess
here's the story, okay? Here's the story. TSA, Transportation Secretary Administration, says lighters will be prohibited in airports beyond security checkpoints. The ban applies to people carrying lighters on them, in their carry-on, and it says lighters are already banned from checked luggage, which I didn't know, because I've checked lighters and had them come through.
How do they enforce that, I wonder?
Well, they randomly search checked luggage.
Yeah.
They do random searches on them, which, quite frankly, I don't like,
and
because you can't see the people going through your luggage.
And they put it through that big old x-ray machine, and never put your cameras in there in your checked luggage, because it'll just zap the film, and then they'll go through all your luggage.
Now you say, what about an electric coil lighter? There are electric lighters with a coil. No, they're banned too.
Yeah,
electric,
yeah,
battery, butane, Zippo, all banned mid-April.
Mm.
So listen up.
Wow.
Get yourself three or four good lighters. Fuel them up. Be ready. Dress nice. And walk up to the people getting off who are fumbling for cigarettes.
Yeah. Great idea.
It's no different than having flowers
beautiful.
I mean, so will they smoking section in Lambert now?
I'm sorry?
No.
The smoking
right
areas?
No, you can still take matches.
Oh, wait. Peon has a point.
You can't have a smoking area beyond the security
checkpoint. They can't light the cigarette right outside the gate.
No.
Because they have specific smoking set. You'd have to hang around outside.
Some you have to go outside, all the way outside.
I think you can take matches.
Terminal. Matches.
You can take matches.
You know, these anti-smoking people are Nazis. I'm sorry to get political.
You know what? This is even better. You don't have to run up and down the concourse. You're there to greet them in the smoking cubicle or whatever that is. You're waiting there when they walk in with
a
light.
You have to work a deal with the airport.
Probably.
To get in there.
You probably would. I'm telling you, there's something
you gotta
here.
Work it, yeah.
Or somebody like Bic now develops a 25-cent quarter-size butane lighter. Just about half or a fourth the regular size.
Right.
When you come off plane, you can buy one, get out of the airport, and light your cigarette. It'll light 20 cigarettes, because a regular dollar Bic it'll light cigarettes all day long. Cut it in half. 50 cents. You got your lighter right here. By the time you get out to your cab, fire it up. Is there something here? Something here. Let's go to the phones. I'm going to do a little bit. So let me do this. We'll go to the phones and then I'll do it. Let's go to Jim. Start him off. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, Frank?
Jim, how are you?
Fine. Hey, I think he failed to mention that on that super yacht, the guy that owns that went around the world several times to different boat yards to try to get someone to build this thing for him. And they said he was crazy.
Well, apparently.
So he went and opened up his own boat yard, and he built it himself.
Wow. You have to have a couple of bucks to do that.
Yeah, since his costing $30 million. But at 75 miles an hour, he couldn't steer it. He had to stay like at 74 for him to steer it.
So did you see that special on travel?
Yeah,
that was great.
Yeah, I watch that stuff all the time.
That was a nice book. Yeah.
But did you see what he made that stuff out of so it would go that fast?
Yeah, like honeycomb.
Honeycomb,
plastic.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it would lighten you know, lighten the ship up, because if it had been made out of regular materials, in no way it would have been going that fast.
All right. Thank you, Jim.
I had a great idea, and he
made it happen.
He's out there doing it.
So. Well, Jim, it's kind of like there are a lot of people in the world, people say, well, you can't do that, it won't work, and then that just
watch
makes
me.
Them watch me, yeah. Just like this show. They said, hey, this show won't work. Wait a minute.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Oh, wait, you're right. You know what? You're right. It didn't work. Still not working. Thank you, Jim.
Okay.
Take it easy. All right. Hello, Al. How are you?
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Doing great.
Hi, Karen.
Well, hello, Al.
Oh, Al. Settle down.
Anyway, I've been to Jimmy Yin.
Anyway.
And I can't believe how good it was.
And you know what? Here's what I can't believe. It's kind of like the original bandana story, that people just haven't discovered the place yet. When they do, they're going to go back and back and back. It is some tremendous food. And here's the other thing. Even dinner, under $10.
Well, I know. I was just going to say that there's that P, whatever it is, Chang's out there in Chesterfield, but you'd have to have a second mortgage to have dinner there.
Well, and it's a little more formal and a little more, I don't know, stuffy. This is just a run in, get out, 10 minutes or less, you got your food, it's fresh, cooked right in front of you, and under $10, even for dinner.
And, you know, I agree that the guy kind of looks like Harrison Ford.
No, he looks a lot like Harrison, but look at him again, I'm telling you.
And, you know, I don't know if it's true, but when I went in there, he gave me a coupon he would buy me a beer the next time I came in. So
we didn't get that, did we, Dan?
Yeah.
We didn't get that. Wow, I'll have to check on that. All right, I appreciate the call. Thank you, Al.
Bye.
All right, here's Tom. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Frank, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Tom?
I'm fine, AM and the PM.
Hallelujah.
And I always want to say hi to Karen, and I forget to, so hi, Karen.
That's okay. Hi, Tom.
Whoa. Hey, Frank, I'm sorry I called you today. I wanted to call yesterday, but I was in with customers about your road incidences, things you see on the road.
Yeah, our topic was, what's the most spectacular thing you've seen on the road?
Right. And this probably will fit in that category, but back in the 80s, I worked in a tall building down in Houston, Texas. And we were on the 7th floor, and we had a habit every day of just looking out the window, my boss and I, and kind of watching the girls go by, you know.
So you were slackers,
Texas. We were slackers.
You and your boss were not very good employees.
At least my boss was with me. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, this helicopter falls out of the sky. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the television, traffic copters, mm-hmm. and it falls out of the sky, and it hits in the middle of the intersection, which is just at the corner of our building, and the rotor blades were still flapping around all the time, and it cut people up like you wouldn't believe.
Oh. Yeah. And what floor were you on?
I was on the 7th floor, so we had,
pretty good view.
Yeah, we had pretty good view, but that wasn't the worst. I mean, the worst of it was we were just like, we saw body parts and things all over the place. And so we stood there and watched this thing. So after all the ambulance people and everything got there, we were looking around and we were just, and you could see these like legs and all. Well, to make a long story short, this paramedic guy walked over with what looked like a bath towel. And he put it over this lady's leg. The lady had been died, and this leg was
just sitting
there.
You're not going to end this by telling me that you're pulling my leg.
No, I promise you not. That was a good one, though. Uh-huh. That was really good. Uh-huh. But this paramedic just walked over, and he just picked that up with the, underneath that bath towel and walked over like he's carrying a briefcase. I mean, it was just so... He was just so professional about it.
Yeah.
But and there was, you know, then he goes over and puts it over this lady's head and picks her head up and puts it in the... Oh, it was something, you know. But we were just standing there watching all these things, and all of a sudden this helicopter just hit the ground and just starts cutting up people right and left. Where? It was gas.
Where was this?
This was Houston, Texas.
Wow.
And how long
ago? You know that little town called Houston, don't you?
Yeah, you know what I hate is when you're working in your office on the 7th floor and all of a sudden you look up and a face flies up and hits the window.
Oh, yeah.
And it's facing you. It's not the inside, it's the outside of the face.
Stop it.
Yeah. I hate that.
Yeah. Frank, I really enjoy your show and I'll let you go, but I wanted to tell you that. And
I don't know how you can tell it so lightly. I mean, that is a really horrible thing to
see.
Well,
see, this happened, I tell you exactly what happened. It happened in late 85, because my son was born in June of 85, and I remember that it was before Christmas. So over the years, it's not as traumatic as at the time. We didn't even, you know, Frank, and what was weird about it was is that your first reaction would be, what, to run down there and see if you could help or anything. And we just kind of stood there.
Oh,
you know, we were so stunned.
Yeah.
And about that time, people started going out and helping out, and we figured, well, you know, we'd just be in the way. But it was something to see. It really was.
Yeah, I talked to a helicopter pilot one time, and when he was in Vietnam.
Here comes.
No, he saw a helicopter land in a depressed, shallow ditch in Vietnam, and when it settled down because he was low, a soldier ran up to the helicopter, and it just cleanly cut his head right off because he didn't think to duck because the copter was low.
Yeah, did you see the ever see the outtakes of the Twilight Zone when Vic Morrow got
cut?
I've never seen
that. That was good.
Where do you see outtakes of that? Where do you see the outtakes of that?
I've seen that,
well,
and I don't know where.
You can pull it up. You can pull it up on the internet now. But this was one of those shows that they show, like on one of the cable channels, amazing videos, that sort of thing. This was years after the court case went over with, and it shows them getting cut in half. But it's such a far away shot that it looks more like special effects than anything.
Wow,
you know,
that's a good one. You may have won the prize, Tom.
So do I get to go out with Karen?
Well, we'll talk about it, Tom.
Okay, we'll see you later.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Actually, he doesn't win. I'll tell you why, because he kind of cheated. The topic was things on the road that were most spectacular.
What was he going to win, a Mercedes?
He was in an office.
Hmm.
He was sitting in an office. He wasn't on the road. So, so there you go.
But what was he going to win?
He would have won a Mercedes convertible. Had he played by the rules.
Yeah.
333, what do you have to say? We take a quick break. I've got a seminar coming up that you may be interested in. If you're thinking about remodeling, having your kitchen remodeled, it is a kitchen seminar, and you know who the seminar is being presented by. The best of the best, Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths. It's Wednesday, March 30th. Plenty of notice here, 29 days notice, okay? 6 to 9 p.m. These always fill up. I think they take tops about 40 people. They like small groups, so you can have a lot of time one-on-one to answer, well, to ask questions and get the answers. They're going to talk about what is good design in the kitchen, the key to a successful project, how to get what you pay for, what to look for in a company that's going to remodel your kitchen, how to select a designer, how to finance the kitchen, your role as the client, and how to enjoy the adventure of remodeling your kitchen. Callier & Thompson, Wednesday, March 30th, 6 to 9. You need to pre-register. And you do that with a fee of $10 that will be given back to you at the door. That's just so they know who's coming and how many people, because they are limited to about, I think it's about 40, if I remember. They will have refreshments, and you'll be out of there in about an hour and a half. That's the way. No, I'm sorry, it's a three-hour deal, 6 to 9 o'clock. So, hey, you're home in time for the news. March 30th, Wednesday night, 6 to 9 o'clock, and here's the magic number, 636-391-9099. Book it now, get in, you will never regret it. Whether they do your remodeling or not, you're getting some expert advice from the best of the best, Callier & Thompson Kitchens and Baths.
It's jackpot madness today and tomorrow only at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off. 500 machines will be sold today and tomorrow at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
These are real international gaming machines.
We must sell 500 machines today and tomorrow.
Now you can have real casino excitement in your home for just $159.
Not one at this price, but 100 at this price.
That's right, $159. Get you a real coin or token accepting slot machine with all the sounds, lights, and excitement of the casino.
These machines cost over $3,500 new, but for this special early week sale, take one home for as low as $159.
Dealers limit 10 machines over.
Hurry for best selection.
All types and models on sale, including Betty Boo,
Las Vegas,
Alien, Hot Rod Queen,
Adam's Family, and many, many others.
These slot machines look great and they're a blast to play with.
All machines come with free tokens, keys, and instruction manuals.
Take one home today or tomorrow at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Sale is open today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
today and tomorrow at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Machines are intended for private use only, not a gambling device, not responsible for misuse of machines.
I'm Diana Tickner. I'm an Illinois resident and a vice president for Prairie State Energy Campus. For the past 3 years, I've been working with experts all over the world to bring the best technologies to Southern Illinois.
The Prairie State Energy Campus is a major electricity generating station and coal mine planned for Southern Illinois. Thanks to a $500 million investment in 21st century technologies, Prairie State will be among the cleanest coal plants in America.
Our technologies can create clean, low-cost energy by putting that coal and hundreds of people to work.
Prairie State means low-cost electricity for families and businesses. 2,500 jobs during peak construction, 450 permanent jobs, and nearly $100 million in annual economic benefits.
Clean air is important to all of us in Illinois.
Prairie State. Good for energy. Good for the environment. Good for the economy. Visit PrairieStateEnergyCampus.com.
Hi, this is Karen Vale for LA Weight Loss, and here's an update. At least a dozen sweaters and shirts that I haven't worn in a while now fit. What a great feeling, and there are more clothes in the closet just waiting to be worn again. Please consider joining me this spring at LA Weight Loss. Call 1-888-322-SLIM for the location nearest you. You'll be impressed with the LA Weight Loss counselors and the program, which promotes real food for a real life. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and get started this week. You'll be surprised at favorite foods you can continue to enjoy in moderation while supplementing with terrific LA Weight Loss products. I've already talked about the LA Light Bars, but I also recommend the LA Strawberry Banana Smoothie. This is one of my favorites. LA Weight Loss makes losing weight easy, comfortable, and successful. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and schedule your absolutely free with no obligation consultation. LA Weight Loss. Call today, 1-888-322-SLIM.
If you're tired of the phone ringing
and hearing no,
no credit extension,
no money, no chance to get out of debt,
no time left, make a call to American Equity Mortgage
at 314-878-9999
and hear yes instead. Yes, we can save you hundreds of dollars
every month
with perfect or even less than perfect credit. Yes, the application process is free.
Yes, you can close in as little as 1 week.
Even when others say no, American Equity Mortgage can tell you yes.
Yes.
Yes. If you're behind on your bills,
if your credit card payments are just too much,
or even if you just need extra cash, don't wait another day,
another minute.
Do it now. If you're a homeowner,
give American Equity Mortgage
the chance to say yes. Call anytime, day or night.
314-878-9999.
Call American Equity Mortgage anytime. 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage. The future.
So, I keep hearing it's all about the O. Well, I wanted to find out for myself, so I went to Overstock.com, and I found this big-screen TV for 60% below retail. I got the perfect set of golf clubs, a tent. I even found diamond earrings for the wife. Every item was 50% or more below retail, and my order was shipped to my door for $2.95. Man, I can buy DVDs, books, CDs, most priced below Amazon. Who knew shopping could be so easy? Discover how it is all about the O. Overstock.com.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night.
We got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line. Guaranteed best price. Priceline Hotels. Check out our big car promotion. Great prices on big rental cars, plus a credit for some free gas. See website for promotion and guaranteed details.
339 is a big 550. Here's a check on traffic, sponsored by Traffic Law Hotline. If you get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case prompt personal attention. Call the Traffic Law Hotline, 314-TRAFFIC. That's 314-TRAFFIC. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, some traffic. It's heavy. On eastbound 40 between Hanley and Laclede Station, a slowdown. Southbound 270 between Clayton Road and Doherty Ferry, traffic running slow. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, a lineup starting. Northbound 55 already heavy, starting at Park, approaching the Poplar. On Lindbergh, at Lee May Ferry, construction work and also word of a water main break in that area, so the right lane has been blocked now through the evening. I'm Karen Vale for the Big 550 KTRS.
Do medical miracles really happen? Watch News 4 tonight and you'll swear they do. A powerful special report. Tonight at 10 only on News 4.
Men's Warehouse has made renting tuxedos for weddings easier than ever. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide. Call 1-800-776-SUIT for the store nearest you.
Dancing to
not just cigarettes, the phone lines you already have, but let me throw them out one more time. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Kevin. How are you?
Hello?
Kevin, how are you?
Yeah. Got a little bad connection here, but how you doing this afternoon, gang?
We're doing great.
Hey, Kevin.
I didn't know if you're on the same subject yesterday. You then couldn't get in, but it was quite a few years ago when that, thought it was a local male newscaster's son was coming home one evening and his wife was in front of him, and some lady, it was on 270, even before they had the divider, it was just a center cable barrier, and she had like a flat tire and her car flipped and came over and took the guy's head off, took the top of his car off one evening.
That was Steve Trankman.
Is that who it was?
I think so, Channel 4.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
Quite a while ago.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Kevin.
Okay, thank you.
And we're not really on that subject anymore. That was yesterday's. But I'm not going to be rude. If that's what somebody wants to do, you can do it. Let's go to Ron. Hello, Ron.
Hey, hi, Frank. How you doing?
Doing all right.
I'm AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I've seen two most devastating things in my life. I used to run a tractor trailer on the road. And I'm about 20 miles, I'm on my way to Champaign, Illinois, and I'm about 20 miles west of Champaign. I'm about 20 miles out, coming in Champaign. So I'm looking up the highway, and I see this another tractor and trailer, and he's westbound, and he's in the right-hand lane, and I thought, well, he must have trouble or something, you know. So I'm about a mile away, I get about a half a mile away, and then he just gets out of his tractor, steps out in the left lane, and this other semi just crushes him. I couldn't believe my eyes. I thought, holy moly.
Did he commit suicide?
Yes. And what it was, he was despondent. He had bills and all kinds of stuff. That was it came out later on that he said, to hell with it. I'm just going to end it all. And he stepped right in front of this tractor trailer.
And I'll tell you what, I've said before, of all the ways you can do it.
Right.
Would that be instantaneous, though?
I would think so. But there's a possibility they might just drag you for a while.
He's just flattered all over the place, and I hit my brake, and there was blood all over. I couldn't. I was, holy moly, and I froze. The highway patrol finally came, and I was just frozen in my steering wheel. I couldn't move. I didn't know what the hell to do, man. I'm sorry, I shouldn't say hell.
Well, that's right. You shouldn't, Ron. But
another time. You got a minute, or should I just shut up?
Well, you know what? I have two choices. I can say shut up, which would be real rude, and I don't like to do that. I'd say go ahead.
Shut up. Nice. I knew you were a nice guy. This is about 25 years ago. I'm in South County, Lindbergh and 55. So I'm coming over Lindbergh, and I'm going northbound on 55, and I look over to my right, and there's this guy running down the hill, like in the summertime, and he did the same thing. This was a doctor that lived there. He had cancer, and he knew he didn't have long to live, so he figured he'd end it all rather than have his wife and kids go through all the suffering and see him die.
Ron, if I ever get really...
right out in front of another tractor.
If I ever get really depressed, I don't want to be around when you're driving.
Really? Yeah.
Why throw myself in front of a car?
Why?
Hey, man, I'm telling you, I was messed up for a long time. Well, I'm still messed up, but I mean, that's easier.
Why would this guy do this? If he's dying and he knows he's dying and he doesn't want to make his family suffer, why not just take an overdose of pills or something?
But if you think about it, maybe I'm just an old school. That is selfish. Both of those guys put their fans through more heads.
Well, that's what I mean, yeah. It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, but that way you get on the news. You don't get on the news by taking a pill.
Oh, well, true.
You make the evening news this way.
But the poor driver.
Right,
Ron, thanks for the call. Okay, once again, that's yesterday's topic. However. And there's always a however in life. If that's what you want to do, go ahead and do it. I just want to make sure people know that's not where we were headed today. We don't tend to do the same thing 2 days in a row. We do the same crap every day.
Yeah.
Hello, Josh. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I just want to let you know I am AM and the PM.
That's a good idea.
And about a little bit over a month ago, I'm a Domino's driver. I'm going to school. And I was on Shepley and Lilac in Belle Fountain.
Mm-hmm.
And Rearview and Belle Fountain neighbors' cops are having a high-speed chase down Lilac. And some kids have this little skateboard ramp there, and a Belle Fountain cop hit the ramp, flipped his car up, and barely missed a house and killed him.
This is some fun stuff.
Yeah.
That's pretty spectacular.
Now, that was about a month ago. Now, I did have one more, which really scared me to death. When I was out in Chicago about 6 months ago, I was driving down there outside Chicago a little bit, and another cop was passed me up, and somehow he hit a ramp and flipped his car upside down right down the highway.
Now, you've seen two cop cars flip over.
Yes.
And the other guy has seen two people walk out in front of cars.
Wow.
We got some kind of cult going.
Yeah,
very strange. It sounds like it.
Yeah, this is really, what are the chances of anybody seeing two, similar things like that? Pretty weird.
But I just thought you'd like to hear that. It's mind-boggling seeing something like that.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
All right.
Bye-bye. And once again, this is yesterday's topic.
But I've never seen so many people want to talk. I
got an email this morning. I couldn't get through, but here's my story. We're going down the road, and I saw this unbelievable thing. So if that's what you want to do, that's fine.
Maybe that's one of the problems with our show. Maybe we should bring up a topic and then not talk about it until the next day.
Or take a topic and just talk about only it for like 18 days.
Sorry, for like a week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's talk
to... have I got time? Yeah, one more, then we'll go to our special telephone guest. Hello, Ron. How are you?
Fine, Frank. I guess I'll keep the string going. I've got another one.
Right, go right ahead.
I can see why the Domino's driver got to see so much. He delivers all the way to Chicago.
No, I'll say. It's a big delivery.
But my story is it's a one in the winter and one in the summer, both on Lime Ferry Road at Lindbergh. It was in the winter time, and I was standing there, and I could hear a high winding sound coming up the street, and I looked down, and there's a lady in a car, and it had been snowing, and she was going about 30 miles an hour, and her wheels were going about 70, and she was going straight down the street, and a truck caught up with her, and in just a split second, the car spun around, did a 180, and ran head-on into the truck behind her.
Oh.
Wow.
So I don't know how they explain that to the insurance company, but it was a head-on going the same direction.
That's pretty rare, because she was still by that point sliding backwards.
No, the wheels dug in and spun her around to where she drove head-on into the truck behind her.
Huh. Wow, that's pretty bizarre.
Yeah.
All right, what's your other one?
And the other one was in the same, two blocks away, the telephone company in the summertime, they were putting up a new phone pole, and they had it straight up, ready to drop in a hole, and the equipment...
I don't think you can say straight up, ready to drop in the hole.
I think I got to check on that. In fact, I wish you'd say it again.
I should be taken the wrong way.
That'll make this a long haul.
Yeah, that's right. Go ahead, Ron. What?
I think they had Viagra in it, but it didn't work.
Yeah.
It instead of dropping down, it fell across the highway just as a car came by.
Oh,
it landed on the hood of the car and
I
had enough spring that it raised up high enough that the roof of the car went underneath it. So, fortunately, it just did damage to the car and... did nothing to the driver of the car.
I hate it when that happens.
When
you're driving down the road and a telephone lands on your car.
You don't expect that when you're driving down the road.
Ron, thank you for the stories.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Let's go to this line right here, and I believe Joe Beeney from Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is on the line. Hello, Joe.
Hey, Frank. We are AM in the PM
here. Of course you are. What's going on?
Oh, hi, Joe.
Joe. Oh, you're older, Joe.
Sorry, buddy.
My life story, Frank, but things are really, really great at John Londoff Chevrolet. And for the second month in a row, five of the last six, Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is the number one Chevy store in the
world.
Wow.
The big time fixtures.
Wow.
Which just goes to show that fancy fixtures and chandeliers and new buildings don't cut it all the time.
No. They don't do it.
That's what I'm saying. Fancy. What matters is the deal. That's what matters.
But we do have a fancy place, Frank.
No, you don't. I've been there.
Oh.
It's not fancy. Come on. It gets the job done.
Well, we do it through great advertising and great customer satisfaction, and that's what we're just striking on every minute here at John Landoff Chevrolet is customer satisfaction, and I think it's showing in the results on the numbers.
Well, I think it is, too, and I think what it says is to be number one. There are a lot of Chevy dealers. To be number one, I mean, it's not like you've got some obscure, you know, Aston Martin dealership or something where you're the only guy in town. Tough competition. So
there is tough competition out there, Frank.
So how do you do it? Give us an example.
We do it by having the right truck for the right customer. We have zero for 60 months in lieu of rebates on Trailblazers, Suburbans, Tahoes, Silverados, and a new announcement today. If you come in with zero money down, approved GMAC credit, our Trailblazer is only $269 a month.
Whoa.
And that's 48 months smart buy with a GMAC guaranteed buyback price.
Whoa. But the key was you said you've got to come up with no money down.
Yeah.
So that's hard to do.
That's not easy for
this
everybody.
This is a deal I might be able
if
to
if you have $200 in your pocket, you have to go spend it.
You better get rid of it because you've got to come up with no money down.
Spend it before you get here.
That's right.
You can still buy your new car and go out to eat, Frank.
And you should. When you buy a new Chevy from Landoff, you should that night get in it, go out to dinner, and celebrate. You really should.
I agree. 100%.
All right. We need a phone number.
Phone number here, Frank, is 314-837-1800, and tell them where we're located, Frank.
That's the Washington Elizabeth exit off 270 up in North County where you've been for 64, almost 65 years. I believe.
That's very close, Frank, and have everybody come in. We've got a big promotion going on now, and you just can't buy a truck at a better time.
No, you won't, and I know they call, you know, Tahoes and the Equinox and Trailblazer, they call them trucks, but, buddy, it's not like a truck in the truck sense in that these things are as comfortable as a family car, and we'll send them up. Anybody wants any kind of truck with the Chevy on it, we'll send them to you, Joe.
Thanks, Frank.
Hi, Joe. Thank you.
Bye.
There goes Joe Beanie. Here comes a quick message, and then we're back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Have you had it with Old Man Winter?
Are you ready for some fun in the sun?
Then get a free vacation when you close a home loan or refinance with Golden Oak Lending.
I'm Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak. Whether you're purchasing a new home or refinancing the one you've got, we'll save you money, plus treat you to a Marriott weekend vacation.
I'm Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak. We've teamed up with Marriott to bring you your choice of 400 destinations, including Key West, Las Vegas, Orlando, and many others.
Now's the time to call before rates go up. They're still at a 30-year low, but the clock is ticking.
Call Golden Oak Lending now at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Whether you're buying a new home or consolidating your debt, get a lower payment and a free vacation with Golden Oak Lending.
314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, choice my...
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-GOLD. Vacation offer available for a limited time. Call for details.
Sounds like a bad allergy day, pollen.
Sounds to me more like an OTC seasonal allergy medicine quitting after 6 hours.
Why take an OTC medicine that stops working in 6 hours? Just one dose of Wednesday Daily Allegra with fexofenadine lasts up to 4 times longer than one dose of most OTC allergy medicines. Comparison based on label directions. See our ad in Prevention Magazine. Visit Allegra.com or call 1-800-ALLEGRA. For people 12 and over, side effects alone may include headache, cold, or backache.
Long-lasting Allegra helps take the allergy out of allergy season.
Ask your doctor. Today, take Wednesday Daily Allegra. The relief goes on.
We've become more dependent on computers today than ever before, and there's nothing more frustrating than having them break. When your laptop or PC gets infected with viruses or spyware, who do you call? Bob from accounting because he's good with computers? No, you call JB Tech at 314-993-5528. JB Tech understands your frustration when your laptop or PC crashes and not wanting to pay a lot to fix it. For fast, dependable computer service, call JB Tech, 314-993-5528. A block east of 270 in Dorset and Maryland Heights, JB Tech, 993-5528.
Tonight on Fox 2 News at 9, a local couple speaks out.
We found them laying there white as a ghost, and we're just freaked out.
Why you should think twice before laying down with your little loved one. Tonight on Fox 2 News at 9.
As you brush your shoes, you stand before
brush your shoes.
You guys got a crystal clear voice, don't you?
And you comb your hair.
So clear.
Grab your coat.
Is this Celine Dion? Celine Dion?
Yes.
I recognize the clarity.
Trying to remember.
Hello, Jim. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you doing?
Doing great.
And
First of all, I guess I'm AM in the PM.
I guess you are.
Hallelujah. You know, I've been wanting to say hello to Karen for a while.
Oh, well, hello, Jim.
Mm-hmm. Got it, Jim.
I understand that you guys are talking about things you've seen on the road, spectacular things you've seen on the road all week.
Well, we didn't mean to, but people won't stop calling about it, so go right ahead.
I heard it the last couple of weeks, so I guess my attempt to lighten the mood a bit. I was on my way to Dubuque, Iowa a couple of years ago.
Why?
And, you know, I'm not entirely sure.
Maybe to ski.
Gambling?
Yeah, I think it was skiing.
Yeah.
I think that's what they try to call
Dubuque
it.
Dubuque sounds too much like to puke.
Yeah.
I was on my way to puke.
To puke. We went there one time to play hockey up there.
That's a good story.
That's a great story. Sorry, Jim, go ahead.
Well, while we're driving up, I looked to my right. Of course, you pass a lot of farmland and pastures and things. And I saw perhaps the most spectacular thing I've ever seen on the road.
And it had to be a top, topless gal.
No, it was a cow wearing a folding chair.
Wearing a folding chair.
Right around its neck.
I've seen that.
Its neck?
What?
Yeah.
Why is that?
I'm not sure. He had his head stuck in the folding chair.
You know, I wonder if it's something like those the cones that they'll put on dogs.
Oh, you know what?
You know, so that they don't mess with whatever.
Or it might just be cow bling bling. He might have walked up by the barn and saw that folding chair and stuck his head through just so he looked better than the rest of them.
Maybe that was Snoop Cowie Cow. And
this is so I can't believe how stupid this is.
Sorry, Jim. They took a story and turned it into a bunch of stupid crap. Sorry about that.
It'll be Snoop Cowie Cow.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Jim.
All right. You guys be easy.
You too. And we have really like 1 minute. Steve's got it. Hello, Steve.
Oh, I just got out of the 270 bridge, so I'm going to try and see if I can do this.
All right.
This is not anything that happened terrible, but it could have been worse.
Well, spectacular is the word.
I was driving into Detroit, which is Romulus, Michigan, is where their airport is located. Returning my rental car, and I slid off the road, and I ran into a transformer. So fortunately, I got out of the car before the transformer went crazy, but it was kind of sparking and flicking. And all of a sudden, I looked around at all the hotels in the area. It's sort of like Hazelwood is to St. Louis. And lights, like one at a time, were going out.
Amen.
This is the night of the final four of the NCAA.
You scumbag.
And, you know, the policeman took me home and said, you know, you're going to be one troubled person. I ain't going to tell nobody.
Well,
I got back to the hotel, and I told the other guys I was with on this recruiting trip that, you ain't going to believe this, but I'm responsible for all this darkness here.
Yeah. Steve, we're out of time, but you should have been taken into protective custody.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
For knocking their game out. Good story. Thank you. All right. See, 60 seconds goes fast. Mm-hmm. See, I hate to do that, but when I say 60, we mean 60, because I got to tell everybody who is observing Lent. When does Lent end? Easter?
Easter,
yeah. About not to forget the Filet-O-Fish at McDonald's. Been around a long time and tastes as good today as the day they introduced it. It is a wonderful, golden, crispy fish filet. And if you haven't had it for a while and you're trying to, you know, do the right thing during Lent, get into McDonald's and get this American cheese on this fish filet with special tartar sauce and the steamed bun. Perfect any hour of the day or night. And if you see the arches lit up in the middle of the night, it means they're open 24 hours at the drive-thru. And there is probably a McDonald's. Isn't there a McDonald's on everybody's way everywhere? I mean, there really is. I mean, come on. Yeah. If you think about it, on your way anywhere, literally anywhere, there is a McDonald's. Don't forget McGriddle for breakfast. What a great addition that has been. It is 4 o'clock at the Big 550 KTRS.
From ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Testimony is underway in the Michael Jackson trial. The jurors have seen that documentary made by filmmaker Martin Bashir and have heard from Jackson himself in the film. With more, we go live to the courthouse in Santa Barbara County, California. Here's ABC's Alex Stone.
Sherry, court watchers say Jackson cried as part of the video was shown today. Former prosecutor Michael Cardozo was in the courtroom.
He reached for tissue paper, dabbed his eyes, dabbed his nose a number of times. That went on for about 10 minutes, so he had very much of an emotional reaction to that.
The video shows Jackson and his accuser on camera talking about sleeping in the same bed. The defense says the video does not prove anything sexual happened. Sherry?
ABC's Alex Stone live in Santa Maria, California. In July of 2003, Kobe Bryant admitted he had an affair with a woman in Colorado, but he said he did not rape her.
I didn't force her to do anything.
against their will.
The criminal charges against Kobe Bryant have already been dropped. Now, ABC News has learned of a settlement in the civil case as well. ABC's Royal Oak says it's probably a pretty good bet that Bryant didn't want to talk.
The prospect of Kobe's deposition may have been the straw that broke his reluctance to settle. If he had been forced to testify, facts might have come out leading to complaints by other women.
A man in police in Wichita, Kansas says the BTK killer had his first court appearance today. Dennis Rader is accused of 10 murders going back more than 30 years. ABC's Barbara Pinto is in the courtroom today. She says Rader will be staying behind bars for a while.
The judge set bond at $10 million. The next trial date will be March 15th in just a few weeks. That's when the preliminary hearing will begin. At that point, we expect Dennis Rader will enter a plea.
The Supreme Court today ruled that it is unconstitutional to put young killers, those under 18, to death. Checking the ABC News Money Scope, the Dow gained 64 points today, NASDAQ up 20. You're listening to ABC News.
Wake up, Grandma. Let's have breakfast.
Even on mornings when I wake up with arthritis pain, I have to get moving fast. I start days like this with Advil Liquid Gel. Relief of minor arthritis pain in a liquid-filled capsule. Advil rushes strong relief right to my aching joints, gentle on my stomach, too. And today, with so many questions about prescription pain relievers, I know I can still trust Advil.
Ready to make pancakes?
Ready.
Advil for arthritis pain. Fast, strong, trusted. Use as directed. For minor arthritis pain, talk to your doctor.
Former Nesquik powder users are telling us why they switched to Rich Chocolate Ovaltine.
My son's only three, and he loves Ovaltine. His eyes aren't even open in the morning, and that's what he asks for. If I'm going to give him a chocolate drink, I'd prefer Ovaltine because of its nutritional value. It's got more than Nesquik. Ovaltine's a necessity on my grocery list, right next to milk. When we're shopping, my son even picks out the Ovaltine can.
Ovaltine. Try it for the nutrition. Keep buying it for the taste.
More Ovaltine, please!
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 4:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. Musicians' union leaders have begun counting votes on the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra's latest contract offer. The ballots were mailed in over the weekend. Symphony President Randy Adams and union spokesman Jan Gippo have called a 5 o'clock news conference. Both sides are hopeful the 8-week work stoppage will end tonight. 18 subscription concerts were canceled due to that work stoppage.
It takes away discretion from the prosecuting attorney who is responsible to his constituents and to the community.
Jefferson County Prosecutor Bob Wilkins reacting to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling, it's unconstitutional to execute killers who were under 18 when they were killed. St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough, past president of the National District Attorneys Association, agrees with Wilkins.
Well, I think it's a terrible decision. This is a case where the Supreme Court of the United States has usurped the authority of the various state legislatures. The
case involves Christopher Simmons. He was 17 when he threw Shirley Crook off a bridge into the Merrimack River in 1993. She drowned. The head of a Washington University entrepreneurship program says instead of moaning over the loss of another Fortune 500 company, St. Louis should look ahead to establishing new ones. Scandalaris director Kenneth Harrington tells KTRS News the region has a growing economy.
I see a lot more going on amongst different industry groups, a lot more collaboration, and that's really the key to innovation, which is the key to economic growth and entrepreneurial activity.
Harrington says many of those who lose jobs with May department stores after it's purchased by Federated may start something new and end up like Maxine Clark, the former May executive who started Build-A-Bear. A standing ovation this morning from Democrats and Republicans for Crestwood State Representative Jim Avery. He's just back from Iraq. Avery's colleagues cheered as he returned to his desk and removed a yellow ribbon tied to his chair about a year ago.
It felt great. It was, I guess it was rather emotional, but it was a great feeling, and it felt good to be able to take that ribbon off. I've seen pictures of the ribbon on my desk, and I always promised myself that when I got home, I wanted to be the one to take that ribbon off.
Avery also received an ovation from senators. He was introduced by Senator John Dolan, Lake St. Louis. A North St. Louis food plant shutting down. Workers at the Schreiber plant on North Newstead got notices about the June 1st closing this morning. The company is based in Green Bay. They're not commenting as of yet. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 63 points. NASDAQ finishes the day up 19 and the S&P up 6. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast. So meteorologist John Fuller clear tonight with a low near 20. 20. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. Thursday, sunny again and a high of 45 degrees. Partly cloudy skies, 33 degrees at Lambert Field. At 4:06, you're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Karen Vail in the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center. Karen?
Thank you, Brian. Traffic sponsored by the New Choice Privileges Visa Card. Earn free nights faster with the Choice Privileges Visa Card from Bank of America and Choice Hotels. No blackout dates and no annual fee. To apply, call 866-YES. 4278, that's 866-YES-4278. Southbound 55 at 7th Street, an accident's reported. Westbound 40 between Big Bend and Hanley, heavy traffic. On the eastbound side of 40, it's running slow from Hanley through Laclede Station. Southbound 270, Clayton Road down through Doherty Ferry, a slowdown. Eastbound 40 at the Poplar Street Bridge, traffic lining up. Northbound 55 slows at Park, approaching the Poplar. On Limburg, between 255 and Lee Mayferry Road, a broken water main, so the right lane is blocked through this evening. Nebraska at Merrimack, a report now of a medical emergency. Both directions on St. Rose Road at US 50, road crews out, various lanes down, and Highway K at Mexico. Road crews out, the right lane closed. I'm Karen Vail for the Big 550, KTRS.
Happy Monday, everybody. Here's the weekly update. Production's up 7%. Good, good. Absenteeism is way down. Great. And the big news, we reached a new milestone. 352 days with no donuts.
When your employees take responsibility for their health, you'll see a boost in productivity and better morale. That's the secret of My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. My Choice empowers your employees to live better and be healthier by quitting smoking, lowering cholesterol, exercising, and more. You'll get the power to control health benefit costs long-term, giving you a competitive edge.
Oh, yeah. Whoever left those sweaty gym shoes in the break room, way to go. I smell lower premiums.
Learn more about My Choice by Mercy Health Plans. Call 1-800-830-1918 or contact your independent consultant. Rewarding healthy choices. It's a sign of things to come.
You can go almost anywhere to buy a car, but when you shop at Ackerman Buick Hyundai, you'll experience the Ackerman Advantage. This is Doug Ackerman, and we work hard every day to earn your business the old-fashioned way, with an honest deal and the assurance that you get a great new or pre-owned vehicle for a great price. The Ackerman Advantage means that you'll get a car, truck, or SUV you want at the price you want, and with no hype, no hassles, and no high-pressure gimmicks. Stop in today. We're Ackerman Buick Hyundai on 270 at Newhalls Ferry Road.
Priceline has the guaranteed best prices on top-of-the-line hotels.
I saved $75 a night. We got two nights for the price of one.
With Priceline, get a two-star hotel for as low as $35 a night, a three-star from just $49, and a four-star for as low as $79. You choose the price, neighborhood, and a two-, three-, or four-star hotel, and they'll find it.
We are going to sleep well tonight.
Top-of-the-line. Guaranteed best price. Priceline Hotels. Check out our big car promotion. Great prices on big rental cars, plus a credit for some free gas. See website for promotion and guaranteed details.
Have you ever dreamt about working from your own home? I'm Vicki Newton, and today at 5 o'clock on News 4, meet two women who've done just that. If you've ever considered being your own boss, they have important information that might help you reach your dream. Today at 5 o'clock on News 4, then at 10.
Do medical miracles really happen? Watch News 4 tonight, and you'll swear they do.
This is a 100% fatal disease.
I've never seen anything like it.
Miracles can happen. We really believe it.
A powerful special report. Tonight at 10, only on News 4.
On Entertainment Tonight, Nicole Kidman, Renee Zellweger, Jude Law. What went on at Vanity Fair's post-Oscar party? We have all the photos. Plus, you saw them on the red carpet. The stunning gown. Now you can get home paying next to nothing. And the businessman who lost it all to drugs. Now homeless and starving.
I had nothing left. It all went to the drug.
Being high on the corporate ladder. Next Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
I'm Adam Bold, founder of the Mutual Fund Store. Think back 5 years. What was the best car on the market? What football team was the best in the NFL? Or what was the best restaurant in town? Have your answers changed over the last 5 years? How about the last 10 years? 20 years? Is it possible that the mutual funds you bought 5 years ago might not be the best ones anymore either? Mutual funds are subject to changing conditions over time, just like everything else in this world. There have been mutual fund scandals, market upheavals, and funds changing managers. If your investment advisor hasn't updated your portfolio, not only do you probably have bad funds, you probably have a bad advisor. At the Mutual Fund Store, we stick with fund managers who have a proven track record. But when a fund underperforms the market or its sector, we update your portfolio. If you're going to take the risk of the market, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? Call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today and pick up Quaker State conventional motor oil for just $1.69 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Smells good. What is that food I smell? I smell food.
Oh. You smell.
Maybe it's cookie.
Oh, wait a minute.
Maybe it's your briefcase.
Maybe I don't smell food.
Oh, man.
Maybe normally on Tuesday we're used to smelling food.
Wow, this is embarrassing.
It is embarrassing.
It's uncomfortable.
We have a guest. We have a Tuesday guest.
We do.
For years. Years and years and years.
Oh.
On Tuesday when the guest would come in, the guest would be preceded by food.
Oh,
delivery.
It was the greatest.
Great tradition.
Maybe.
Did we ask you?
Well, let me see who our guest is.
No, she has some.
She what? What? Dan, what? Uh-huh.
In her purse. Here, look, I got money.
Well, you can't possibly bring. Oh, she brought us her purse, her credit card, and her money?
No, she brought some stuff.
Did she say
it was okay for you to start digging through her purse? Yeah,
no.
She said yes.
He'll do it anyway.
Who is this? Remember, you went to a purse party. He's probably already scoped it out.
No. What I see is a little container of cookies. That's what I see. Okay, let's see. What have we had?
What have we had from past guests?
We've had McDonald's. We've had bandanas. We've had homemade chili, homemade chicken and dumplings.
We've had cakes and pies and ribs and steaks and shrimp.
Shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
I see...
Sandwiches. Big sub sandwiches.
I see 12 cookies.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome our Tuesday guest. It's a good thing she looks cute and nice. Heather Lawler.
Yeah.
Hi, Heather.
Hi.
Heather's petrified.
She is.
You really are. And I know why you're nervous, because we realize you forgot our food, right?
I did bring food.
What? Where is it?
I slaved over those cookies.
These
right
cookies?
There.
No, cookies are dessert. See, you have food, then you have dessert,
like
cookies.
Maybe two apiece.
I think that's the most important part of a meal right there.
Look at us. Do you think we're going to survive on two cookies?
No, can I tell you, you know what? You have a point. It's the most important part of a meal. It's part of a meal.
Mm-hmm.
Where's the rest of the meal? Where's the food part? I'm going to ease up only because you're so nervous. You are literally, she's got her hands clenched together. She's all uptight. Take a deep breath. There you go.
Okay.
All right.
I did want to say that I am in the band.
That's a good thing to say. Say something else. I like that voice, too.
Thank you.
Kind of love to have a whiskey rasp to it there. So other than being stingy with food, what is your story?
Are we going to get to know her?
Well, I would think that's not my... I shouldn't have to tell you that.
Heck no, what are you asking
I would think
for?
The music would just start.
Getting to know you. Getting to know all about you.
See, some things you should just rely on people and not have to tell them. Yes, it's time to get to know the food stingy Heather Lawler. What is your story? How old are you?
I'm 27.
Favorite age?
Yeah.
Perfect. You can bring the music back. What part of town do you live in?
In West County.
Okay. And married?
I am married. I just got married about 9 months ago.
No kidding.
Yes. Mm.
You can have a baby right about now. And still be morally legit.
That is true.
When you say, ooh, you don't want a baby? I mean,
did my mom put you up to this?
No, I mean,
it's just kind of a logical question.
You acted like it's something you, oh my goodness, that you don't even want to entertain the
My husband is listening right now and probably...
Yeah, well, yeah. Do you or don't you?
Does he understand the...
When we grow up, I'm sure. I teach high school, so there's lots and lots.
What do you teach?
I teach English.
Oh, we're good on English.
Ask us a question.
We're the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, ask us an English question.
Okay.
It would be something in your class. What year in high school?
George Washington.
What year in high school?
I teach freshmen, sophomores, and seniors.
Whoa. Throw the senior question out.
Okay. Let's go with the...
You broke our chair. Let's go with the freshman question. Freshman-level English question. Something that would be on a test or discussed in class.
Okay. Well, we just finished a poetry unit.
Mm-hmm.
And on one of the... On their poetry test, I had a question about... all these poetic terms. So I give them examples.
Onomatopoeia.
That was the one I was just going to say. Yeah.
Man, you're good.
But do you know what it is?
Once was the answer to your question.
Yeah.
I know what it is.
Like
what is it? Well, it's something that sounds like what the word is.
Like thud.
Or smush.
But what I just demonstrated to you was not only that I knew what it is, but that I am psychic.
You have.
And I have 100% success rate and track record because I knew what you were going to ask.
That's good. That was my question.
Now, ask us another. I won't jump the gun on this one.
Okay.
Ask us another English question.
Mm.
Where do you teach, by the way? What part of town? What school?
I teach in a private all-girls high school.
Really?
Yes.
Are you afraid to say the name?
I am.
I would. Really? I don't blame you.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want to know I was here. You don't want to know you were here.
No. All my students are listening.
Oh, good. Wow.
I told them all. They're very excited. You have lots of new listeners.
Do they call you Mrs. Lawler?
Yeah, well, I just got married, so it's half and half.
They call you half and half?
No, they don't. You got me.
Well, why do they call you that?
What did they call you before? Miss what?
Hayden.
Miss Hayden was before, and now Mrs. Lawler.
Yes.
And that's kind of interesting that you would have them change that.
Yes. Many of them have resisted, and they don't change.
Well, yeah, but a girl's school, I guess they probably enjoy that. They probably say...
And I had a very exciting engagement.
What does that mean? What was exciting about it?
Yeah. I actually met my husband down at the Cardinal Stadium at a baseball game.
Whoa.
So he actually surprised me on my birthday about 2 years ago and sent a limo to my school, took me all around St. Louis on a scavenger hunt. And I'm so nervous. sorry. And ended up taking me inside the stadium like 2 days before opening game and had me brought down to the seats that I met him in and came down and proposed in the seats.
Whoa.
That I met him in. We're the only two people in the stadium.
What a romantic
loser.
Like
I think that is great.
You know what?
It sounds to me like he's trying to make up for some shortcomings.
That was kind of the pinnacle of his romance, I will say.
Yeah, see, it probably burned out after that. They pull that kind of stunt. The problem with that is now what's next,
right?
Your next trick is you don't have one.
You're supposed to save that for like 25 years later or something like that.
He blew it all.
See, that's the kind of thing you do when you're trying to fire something back up. You guys don't need firing up. I mean, you're newlyweds. He wasted a great idea. He really did.
Will you marry me? Now can I hit a home run?
So what, Ned?
Nothing.
Will you say something?
I was saying Chuck had a traffic bulletin.
Don't put me stupid somewhere else.
Yeah, let's check in with you because this could be very important. Hang on. Can you hang on there, Heather?
Oh,
you're not going anywhere, are you?
No.
All right, take a nervous pill. Here's Chuck. Hello, Chuck. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you doing today?
Doing all right. You got a traffic bulletin?
Yeah, we do.
Let's do it the right way. And now with a traffic bulletin, here's Chuck, everybody.
Go ahead, Chuck. Westbound 70, at 79, three car. Fender bender, nothing serious, but it's in the left lane.
Mm. All right.
And everybody going that way, just watch the brake lights.
St. Charles County, right?
St. Charles County.
All right. Thank you, Chuck.
Thank you.
Yeah, to those folks, don't get out of your vehicles and argue along the side of the road.
No,
please.
Get hit and killed. What does your husband do?
He's a physical therapist.
Uh-oh. That means he's in good shape.
Yeah, he's probably in pretty good shape.
And beat the crap out of us.
He's not a big fat guy or anything.
No, he's very
And how old is he?
He's 29.
Okay.
Oh, sorry.
It works all right.
Yes.
Don't be sorry. You're sorry he's 29?
No,
that's what I heard. I think you're sorry you married him. Here's what she said. He's 29. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
I wish I would have married a grandpa.
This marriage is falling apart.
Like,
did he buy you a house yet?
We bought a house together.
You bought a house together?
Yes. I teach at an all-girls school. We're all about empowering
and women.
Okay. Well, that's sad. I bought my wife her house. I didn't make her buy
that's what I did. I bought her car, bought her house.
What a lot of guys do is they put on a good show at the ballpark, and then they go, hey, buy your own house.
You know, that's kind of love, though. That says love. You know?
Well, and is there anything you need to know from us? You have any questions? Are you a listener, I guess?
Of course.
And what do you need to know? Anything you've ever wondered about?
Well, I've always just wanted to see this operation, and it's fascinating to see how it's all set up.
Man. Isn't it, though?
It is. Wow.
This is broadcasting at its finest. It really is. But as you look around, is there anything that strikes you as, wow, this is not what I expected other than Terry's looks?
No.
Anything else?
Surely, the looks across the board.
What?
The looks across the board are bad?
No, much better. Much better than I expected.
No kidding.
Oh, yeah.
Let me move where she can see you, Terry.
Yeah.
We're really glad to have you here, and seriously, shame on you, because you really have brought one of the skimpiest food offerings.
That.
No, but you have. We're honest.
Oh, they're good, though. You'll have to show.
Well, they're going to have to be very good, because when you only bring cookies, they better be the best cookies in the world. And what are they? Sugar cookies?
Man.
What are they?
See? Good stuff, huh?
Are they butter cookies?
They're good,
gooey butter cookies.
Oh, well.
Mm-hmm. Like gooey butter cake, but a little handheld version.
They're very good.
You need a little ice cold milk.
Yeah.
Thomas Coffee will work.
It will.
Thomas Coffee. Well, welcome. We're glad to have you here, and relax.
Thank you.
The worst is over.
Okay.
And if you think of anything else that you wanted to ask, now, how old are you, Woody?
27.
Peon. You know what? We're going back to Peon.
That's right. We're going back to
Peon.
Same age.
That's what I heard.
27. You feel that maybe being in the room with him is any kind of marital threat?
I don't know. This could be tough for me.
I don't know means possible.
He's pretty hot.
He's pretty hot. Yeah, he really is. Well, we're glad to have you here.
Thank you.
You seem like a very nice lady.
Thank you.
And I'll bet you're a good teacher.
Oh, I work really hard.
Well, you didn't give us a second English question.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to ask you if you know Shakespeare's death date.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Death date?
And the coincidence.
No, that's of Julius Caesar. Yeah. Julius Caesar died March 15th. He was stabbed by Brutus after the soothsayer warned him by saying, beware the Ides of March.
Heather, he's going for extra credit. He clearly doesn't know the answer to your question.
I say July 15th.
Teacher's pet.
I say March 1st.
It's actually, people assume that his birthday is the same day as his death date, which is April 23rd.
Is that true?
Well, he was baptized on April 26th, so people assume that he was born 3 days earlier, because they like to celebrate a Shakespeare festival on April 23rd. Mm-hmm.
Does your voice always sound like this?
Yes. You know, I actually...
Well, it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
Really?
There's something wrong with my throat, that's why.
You did something wrong?
There is.
What is it? What's wrong with it?
There's nodules on my vocal cord.
I had that.
Did you?
Had to go to Chicago and had them shaved off with a razor blade. No, let me tell you something. How long have you had this?
Oh, I've probably had a raspy voice my whole life, but probably since I've been teaching.
And teaching makes it worse.
Yeah.
Well, and if you get the nodules to a certain size and they're so big, they won't go away. They'll tell you, well, if you're quiet and you do therapy, that's nonsense because the big ones don't go away. And for 3 months, I sounded worse than you sound. 3 solid months, and I thought I had throat cancer. So I ended up going to Chicago because I asked a doctor here. I said, who's the best throat surgeon in the world? And he said, Robert Bastian. In Chicago. And I said, that's where I'm going. And he went in and sliced those things off my vocal cords. I'm going to tell you something.
You are doubly scaring me now.
No. Can you hear me? Can you hear me talk?
Yes.
I can speak. And it was very scary. But if you go and put yourself in the hands of the right person, it'll go away. So if you ever do want to. Now, you can go the rest of your life like that. It's kind of cool. I mean, it sounds kind of
crazy. Yeah, I think so, too. Does it hurt at all? Or
no,
does it,
no.
Well, I'd leave it like that.
Nodules do not hurt.
No.
You lose your voice pretty easily some days.
Well, yeah.
And it'll be weaker some days than others. Mm-hmm. But if you ever want to get rid of it, just let me tell you, if they're up to a certain size, they can laser them off, and then they slice them off. But, and I remember, I couldn't, they said, don't say a word for 4 days. I could not speak for 4 days. And that fourth day, after 4 days, on the fifth day, I made a noise, and at least I knew I could make a noise. But
what noise did you make?
Well, it had nothing to do with
it. It
was his voice.
Yeah.
That's another
matter. Yeah. It wasn't a vocal.
Another fine product from Uranus.
It's just because of the dinner I'd had that fourth night. You know.
Yeah. You're okay, though.
Yeah.
And Heather, if you ever decide to give up, now that you're all your
students are listening, if you ever decide to give up high school teaching, you're going to the sex phone line.
Oh, the 1-900.
Hey, you know who Joe Hipperson is?
Of course.
All right, he's coming up in about a minute. Let me do a little bit of business. Great. Maybe you can help me with this. Is your husband handy? Does he domestically fix things or paint or do woodwork? Or
he means it really well. My father is.
Oh, man.
Handy.
She's saying her husband's a loser.
Oh,
her,
no.
Her father's a winner. But your husband is not handy.
Not so much.
That's why. That's exactly why there is a new sort of a division of a company you can call called the Toolbox Team. And it's Tom Vosen, Vosen and Sons, and they created this toolbox team so that people like me and your husband, when something comes along at the house that needs to be fixed, or at work, commercially too, you pick up the phone, you call these people, and they'll send a very highly skilled journeyman, carpenter, painter, plumber, electrician. Dan, are you okay? You hit your head.
I know. I turned my head. My headphones on the microphone.
They will send somebody out to do the plumbing, the electrical work, the carpentry, the painting that you don't know how to do and that you would screw up. That's a great idea.
That is. That's a great reason.
And it's that simple. So, folks, burn this name down in your head. Toolbox Team. It's a division of Vosen and Sons Construction. 314-997-0990. Or you can go to frankopinion.com, click on sponsors, and scroll down, and you'll find it there. It is a great idea and something that most everybody, except those people who are real handy, on a regular basis can use. A toolbox team of great, skilled people to do little jobs, big jobs, commercial, residential. Vosen, 314-997-0990. Even hipper to be this guy, Joe Hipperson.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Thank you very much. I am AM in the PM.
Oh, thank you for that. Hallelujah. Say hi to Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Hi, Joe.
Wow.
He likes that voice.
I wish I was back in school. I wish I was a girl back in school.
You wish you were a girl back in school?
You know what? I should just stop.
Yeah.
All right, it's New Release Tuesday. First up, we've got one music release that is worth mentioning. J-Lo. Oh, wait. Sorry. She is now Jennifer Lopez again. She has a new album out today. The album is called Rebirth, and you can buy it one of two ways. You can buy just the CD, or you can buy the special dual disc version where you get the album on one side and the DVD on the other. I have to do something very unprofessional right now. Hold on.
Oh my God.
Sorry about that.
Holy cow.
Pulled a Struss. Movies on DVD today. We've got a nice selection of movie releases on DVD for you to choose from. Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
This one's for you. The big release today, the SpongeBob SquarePants movie.
Yes.
Oh, it's about time.
There, dude.
Yep. A movie that seems like it was just in theaters would be the Dennis Quaid remake of Flight of the Phoenix.
Mm-hmm. It was.
Speaking of Phoenix, a good movie starring an actor who died way too soon, My Own Private Idaho with River Phoenix, is finally coming to DVD today. The not-so-scary prequel flop, The Exorcist, The Beginning, is out now. Family classic Bambi is on DVD for the first time today, and it's loaded with special features. Speaking of family films, Robots will hit theaters on March 11th.
It looks good.
I can't wait for this.
Yeah, it looks
great. The guys who did this movie first impressed us with Ice Age. They have re-released Ice Age today in a single-disc format. Up until today, the only way you could buy it is as a two-disc release, and it cost a lot more money. As of today, you can get it on a single disc a lot cheaper. A movie filmed in St. Louis, White Palace, is out on DVD for the first time today.
Horrible.
Yep.
Susan Sarandon.
All right.
James filmed in St. Louis. Some people might enjoy that.
Yeah, you'll see some recognizable, but as a movie,
Two Cary Grant movies are getting special edition releases today on DVD. Both films also feature Katharine Hepburn, Bringing Up Baby and The Philadelphia Story.
You said Katharine Hepburn, and here's what we heard. Dan sounds like he's trying to start his car.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
The Mr. T cult classic DC Cab is out on DVD today.
Pity the Fool.
Yep.
Pity the Fool. Don't watch these, you can't. Pity the Fool.
Hey, how about this scene with Mr. T and Catherine Hepburn?
Pity the Fool, Catherine Hepburn. Don't watch these, you can't.
Before Coach Carter, there was Coach Norman Dale in the inspirational film Hoosiers. That film is being re-released today in a special edition format. TV shows on DVD, some of your favorite TV shows, could be out on DVD today. The Wubbleous World of Dr. Seuss, The Cat's Play Pals, is out on DVD today.
What?
Yep, The Wubbleous World of Dr. Seuss.
Man, I'm there, dude.
I swear to God. The Brady Bunch, Season 1.
Really?
Second season of Wonder Woman. And Lost in Space Season 3 are also out on DVD today. And last but not least.
Come on, Mark.
Hey, where do you get those? Is it just like at the video stores and like at Walmart and Target?
Yeah, Walmart, Target, Best stuff? Buy is a great place to go for the TV shows. And on Tuesdays, they've usually got a huge big spread right when you walk through the door at Best Buy with all the new releases.
Okay.
Yesterday, Frank was talking about Martin Scorsese and how many great films he's made, yet hasn't gotten an Oscar for Best Director.
Right.
Now, over the last year, a lot of his films, you might have noticed because of this program, have been released in special edition format. Now, after Frank talked about Scorsese, I got an email from an AM and the PMer named Brian. Brian wanted to know about Casino. You can get Casino right now on DVD, but it's just like a simple version of the film. However,
and there's always a however in life.
That's all about to change. On June 14th of this year, Universal is going to release a 10-year anniversary special edition of Casino. Look forward to it being loaded with features including making of documentaries, deleted scenes, and a fully remastered transfer. If you've never seen Casino, it has got to be one of the best movies about Las Vegas I've ever watched.
Well, I kind of put it in the category with L.A. Confidential. If it weren't so good, it'd be too long. And I think that I feel that way about L.A. Confidential. Mm-hmm. It's that same sort of take you through that era, right, and get to know the characters. It really is a great, great movie.
As far as Sharon Stone is concerned, her best performance ever, I think, is in Casino.
Yeah. No.
When she crossed her legs in
Face Against. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well, if you have a question about a movie or TV show you're looking for on DVD, just drop me a line at hip@entertainment@yahoo.com. That's hip with two P's on entertainment@yahoo.com, and I'll hook you up with everything I've got. I'll talk to you on Thursday, tell you what to do around St. Louis. I am Joe Hipperson for the Big 550 KTRS, and I am hip on entertainment.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
All right, thank you.
It sounded like Joe's getting a little cold.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's got that throat. Now, you know, they call those singer's nodules, too. That's word for them. You're not a singer, are you?
No.
You got teacher's nodules.
Yeah. That's what they are.
I like the sound of it. Is that your husband?
That is. Right
there. Him?
Wow, how you doing?
Yeah. Good looking guy.
Maybe he brought the rest of the food.
Hey, you know what I'm
saying? Oh, yeah.
I bet that's why he's
here.
Who else is out here together?
Oh, those are my parents.
Really? How you doing?
Hey, your mom's kind of cute.
They're so excited.
Are they? What are they excited about? Is there something going on out here at 1-4?
This show.
Oh, sorry. Can't see anybody getting excited about that. All right, our guest is Heather Lawler. What a spread she brought. Oh, wait. Just cookies. I forgot.
I rushed over here right from school. I try not to be late.
Are you familiar with bandanas?
Oh, yeah.
Smell that smoke?
Oh, yeah.
You've had this product?
Oh, yeah. It's my family. We're big fans.
It's good stuff.
Great vegetables. Meat's good.
What?
Too.
Well, what? You know what?
Oh, they're vegetables. Yes.
See, a lot of people don't talk about that.
Yeah.
They got desserts, and they have salads and vegetables. And the star of the show, of course, is the meat. And what makes it so great is the amount of time they smoke it and the way they only serve you the lean meat. You don't get any fat. You don't get any undercooked meat. It is a terrific, terrific barbecue. And the proof of that is that St. Louisans have said on many occasions when surveys were taken, this is our favorite barbecue. People now come and visit St. Louis and go back and talk about barbecue, where used to not be the case. You'd have to leave St. Louis, go to Houston or who knows where, and try the barbecue out west and then come back and talk about it, or try to smuggle some home or freeze it. No more. We have our own. And we'll put it up against anybody's barbecue anywhere. One of the best emails I ever had was that guy from Texas who came up here and said, I born bred, raised Texas. He said, I know barbecue, and he said, this barbecue is as good as I've ever had. If you haven't tried it, it's time. 13 St. Louis area locations, also in Springfield, Missouri. A guy emailed me the other day and said, what's this about Columbia, Illinois? It's Columbia, Missouri. Columbia, Missouri. Who knows, though? That would be a Columbia, Waterloo would be a great spot for bandanas. Also St. Joe. Bandanas. Smell that smoke.
Hey, what are you doing?
Downloading a song on SBC Yahoo DSL.
How long does it take?
Hang on. There, it's done.
Wow.
Yeah, DSL for just $19.95 a month. I can download songs like that.
Hey, isn't that wonderful tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to play it for my wife.
Nice.
Now I just got to get roses and a box of chocolates.
Boy, you must have really messed up. What happened?
Well, you know how they ask you, tell me honestly if this makes me look fat?
Do I?
Just remember, four little words.
What are they?
Sign up for SBC Yahoo DSL now for just $19.95 a month for 12 months. Only for SBCL distance package customers. Get high-speed internet plus the content you want. Even Eric Clapton songs. Call 1-866-SBC-YAHOO or visit sbc.com/1995. SBC. Going beyond the call.
Taxes, other charges, and the Federal Universal Service Cost Recovery Fee Extra. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 1-866-416-6471 toll-free or visit sbc.com/offer details.
436 at the Big 550. Let's find Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550, and a good afternoon and a better one to fly, right, Paul?
That's right, Karen. Nice little sunshine this afternoon. Very nice. And we do have an accident, not very nice, westbound on 70 west of Highway 79, the left lane's blocked. Traffic jamming now right around Cave Springs all the way out through 79. Southbound 270 is heavy north of Manchester to Doherty Ferry. On westbound 40, look for slow going east of Clayton Kinger near Hampton through Hanley Road, and downtown eastbound 70 slowing Salisbury to Cole Street. Eastbound 40 slow at Union Station. This report is brought to you by the new Visa. Earn free nights faster with the Choice Privileges Visa card from Bank of America at Choice Hotels. No blackout dates, no annual fee. To apply, call 866-YES-4278. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
We've become more dependent on computers today than ever before, and there's nothing more frustrating than having them break. When your laptop or PC gets infected with viruses or spyware, who do you call? Bob from accounting because he's good with computers? No, you call JB Tech at 314-993-5528. JB Tech understands your frustration when your laptop or PC crashes and not wanting to pay a lot to fix it. For fast, dependable computer service, call JB Tech, 314-993-5528. A block east of 270 in Dorset and Maryland Heights, JB Tech, 993-5528.
Hi, I'm George Zimmer. Planning a wedding can be pretty complicated. Renting tuxedos doesn't have to be.
Hi, George. This is Barbara Colucci. We just returned from my son's wedding in Nevada. My husband had his tuxedo for the wedding measured in New Jersey. My other son, who was the best man, had his measured in Danbury, Connecticut. My other son, who was an usher, had his measured in Denver, Colorado, along with his son, who was the ring bearer. We picked all the tuxedos up in Reno, Nevada, and they were impeccable and all fitted perfectly with no alterations needed. The service we received was courteous and very friendly, and we highly recommend your store. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Tuxedo rentals for as little as $50. Order, pick up, and return at over 500 locations nationwide. I'm George Zimmer, founder and CEO of Men's Warehouse. You're going to like the way you look. I guarantee it. To speak to someone at the store nearest you, call 1-800-776-SUIT. At American Equity Mortgage, each customer is different, but our answers are pretty much the same.
Yes, we can help.
Yes, with perfect or less than perfect credit.
Yes, we can save you hundreds of dollars every month.
Yes, you can close in as little as 1 week.
Yes, you can apply for free anytime, day or night.
Yes, it's that easy.
Give American Equity Mortgage the chance to say yes to you at 314-878-9999. The sooner you call, the sooner you can start saying yes, too.
Yes to paying off those high interest credit cards.
Yes to stopping the phone calls from bill collectors.
Yes to building a better financial future.
If you're a homeowner, say yes to a debt consolidation loan from American Equity Mortgage, and we'll say yes to you. Call us today at 314-878-9999. American Equity Mortgage. Call anytime. 314-878-9999 or visit AmericanEquity.com.
When I discovered I was going to have a baby, I was so excited. I told my doctor I wanted my delivery to be special. Options are important to me, and I wanted to deliver my baby in a private setting with an experienced, supportive staff. My doctor recommended St. Luke's Hospital.
Come to St. Luke's Maternity Shower Saturday, March 19th. Meet the staff, take a tour, and get great information. To find out more, call 314-542-4848 or visit stluke's-stl.com. St. Luke's Hospital, where every baby is a special delivery.
Nissan introduced 10 bold, powerful cars and trucks and achieved the biggest sales increases in America. What's next? Nissan's Drive to a Million Sales event. We're out to break a record 1 million sales, so you get great offers on new Nissans, like the stylish Murano with available all-wheel drive, the full-size Nissan Armada with available 9,100-pound maximum towing capacity, even the all-new Pathfinder with a 270-horsepower V6. Now lease the 2005 Pathfinder SE for $339 a month for 39 months with $1,999 due at signing. $339 a month for Pathfinder. Only at Nissan's Drive to a Million sales event. See your Nissan dealer now. We're in a Drive to a Million, so you get great offers on new Nissans. Nissan, shift your ride. Sales increase based on PAI Auto Data CY 2004. Tax title license extra. Call 1-888-858-8319 for lease details. Offer ends 3-31-05.
Tonight on Fox 2 News at 9, a local couple speaks out.
We found a way in there white as a ghost, and we're just freaked out.
Why you should think twice before laying down with your little loved one. Tonight on Fox 2 News at 9.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I'm an MRI technologist at Metro Imaging's Richmond Heights office. When you need an open MRI, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
Heather Lawler. She's pretty good. She's a good guest. She sure
Thank
is.
Thank you.
314-969-KTRS. Toll free 1-888-550-KTRS. Hello, Marv. How are you?
Yeah. Hello, Frank.
Yes, sir.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I got a humorous story about an accident that happened. No blood, no guts.
Right.
We're driving down through Mississippi in 1976. My bride and I were heading for Biloxi. And we're on a four-lane and divided, and we notice there's a traffic congestion up ahead. So we slow down, we get in line, and as we're getting, you know, closer to where the accident took place, we notice there's all the, I've never seen so many highway patrol cars and red lights flashing, and there are highway patrolmen on the side of the road, on the shoulders, with their riot guns. And my wife and I are thinking, boy, well, this must be some horrible accident. You know, I mean, we were just trying to comprehend what it could be. And as we finally got nearer the incident, we realized what it was.
Is this when you realized? This when you realized you just escaped from prison?
Well, you know, we finally got up and we saw there was a full tractor trailer. I mean, a 50-footer Budweiser truck. And it had got, it apparently, I don't know what happened, I guess the guy lost control, but this thing was just, was laying on its side, it was ripped apart. There must have been 50,000 cans of Budweiser on the median on the other side of the highway. And like I say, these cops are all carrying right, because there's a guy on the bullhorn saying, keep moving in your vehicle, do not exit your vehicle. And I mean, yeah, you would have thought the president's plane crashed or something, but I've never seen so many cops. Well, but I guess they didn't want any help picking it up or wanting anybody getting souvenirs. But,
aren't people weird, though, that they would go out of their way to pull over, grab maybe a free six-pack of beer? If you think about it, it's not gold.
I think they're worried about the tax revenue. I don't know. But anyway, it was pretty funny.
Anyway.
All right. Yes, thank you.
All right, Marv. You knew it as soon as you did it, didn't you, Marv?
Right,
yeah,
right.
All right. Thank you, Mark. Here's Cindy. Hello, Cindy.
Hi, Frank. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you very much. Cindy, how old are you?
I'm 30.
No, I'm not. I'm 42.
Hold it. Hold it. Now, what were you trying to do there?
I'm 42.
You know what?
42 is our favorite age.
Yeah, maybe you meant what you feel like. You feel like you're in your 30s.
Yeah, that's it.
I can confirm that if you come down here. I'll feel you, and I'll tell you if you feel like you're in your 30s.
Kind of dirty.
You know what? I might have to do that.
Well, do it. I'm here. I'm here till 6:30. No waiting.
Well, I would, but I'm actually heading to class, which is the reason I'm calling. Since you have an English teacher, it only seems fitting that I call with this story.
You say you had the clap. You didn't say that, did you?
No,
you
know, I clap. Said
clap.
Quit bragging about it.
Okay, so go ahead. What do you have for us?
So I had an English class last night, and I had to do an essay, and I turned it in, and the teacher's reading it, and he looked at me, and he said, "Do you listen to the large morning show in the afternoon?"
Whoa!
Said,
this
well,
is good.
Maybe.
Really?
I said, "I am AM in the PM. Why?" And he goes, "Well, because in your essay you put, however, and there's always a however in life."
You did?
Good you, for you.
You want to get out of that class. That guy could ruin your brain. Good
well,
for you.
Well, you know, I really didn't get too much marked wrong with it after that.
Hey, thanks for incorporating a Reggie McDaniel into your essay. That's a good thing.
And we started to, and he started to talk, and I'm like, okay, anyway, and he goes, anyway.
I love this guy.
You know what?
You're going to get an A+.
I hope so.
I think you are.
What school is this?
JEPCO.
Oh, cool.
All right, Cindy.
You guys have a good day, and I love your show.
What?
I love your show.
Oh, thank you. All right. Nice. Thank you very much. That's Cindy. Give us another question, another English question.
Oh, okay.
Come on, you're a teacher. You got to have a head full of this stuff.
Give him. I have one for you because
you're not an English teacher.
Well, my eighth grader just came home with this, so you'll know. Ask him the difference between similes and metaphors.
Oh, we're not accepting that because you're not an English teacher. You're horning in on her.
But see, now she has the right to refuse.
Well, that question is now excluded.
Oh, well, fine.
Because of you. Go ahead.
I've got a senior question.
All right.
Senior in high school.
What do you think?
She eyeballed you guys.
She looks at us and says, "A senior in high school, not senior citizen."
Sure, you want to take this on?
Not AARP.
Yeah. Not Del Mar Garden.
I got a geezer question for you.
Go ahead.
This came up yesterday because of the accident y'all were talking about yesterday, where the truck flew over the highway, where. On the news, they kept saying it was a tragedy, and it was a tragedy.
Call me at home at night and talk dirty to me? And that voice?
It was a tragedy.
No, I'm doing homework, son. But so we talked about this yesterday in class, what the definition of a tragedy really is, because you hear it misused all the time.
Well, a tragedy, can I handle it?
Yeah. But that's not an English question, is it?
Yeah. Oh, sure. Yeah, vocabulary. It's a Shakespeare class.
What's a tragedy is if I get hit by a truck. That's a tragedy.
No, not that.
If you get hit by a truck, it's not a tragedy.
It's a celebration.
Yeah. All right. I don't think I have the answer. Yeah. What is a tragedy?
Well, it's when a character has a flaw that leads to their downfall. And you hear people say it all the time, like someone gets hit by a bus, you know, walking out across the street. They say, oh, that's a tragedy.
But it's really not.
No, it's only if they have a trait that leads to their downfall.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, so I'm a tragedy.
That actually doesn't
you're a
sound
walking
like it
tragedy.
Would,
yeah.
But that doesn't sound like it would be a tragedy because they almost caused it.
Cause it.
See, I've never
they have a tragic flaw.
Huh.
Wow.
You're pretty smart.
Oh.
You really are. Give us another one.
Oh, geez. Okay.
Think of one. I'll go to AJ while you think. Hello, AJ. How are you?
Hello, Frank. First of all, I'm AM in the PM.
That's good.
Hallelujah. And hello, Karen.
Well, hello, AJ.
How about hello for Heather?
Yeah.
Oh, yep. Of course.
Well, say hello to Heather.
Hello, Heather.
Hello, AJ.
I think she's stronger than
I think you're right.
New power. three quick things. I'm going to get the first one out of the way, and that is, thanks, Eric, at the Manchester Bandanas. The fried corn was excellent.
Okay.
And two quick impressions.
All right.
Oh.
First of all, Katharine Hepburn.
Okay, we need a good one.
You ready?
Yeah, we've got a bad one here. We'll take yours. Go ahead.
Okay. Oh, you old poo.
We have another one.
Okay, what's the other one?
Okay, the other one is... now, try to guess this one.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to go ahead and do it. Give me a second. Here we go. What's the deal with restaurants that have the same soup 2 days in a row?
Kevin Slate.
Catherine.
Right.
Catherine,
yeah.
Dick Ford.
Yeah.
But seriously, what's the deal with the two days in a row?
The words you spoke, obviously everybody knows what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, but holy
cow. You didn't make it. You didn't.
Oh, really?
No, didn't work. Sorry.
Not even the Catherine Hepburn.
No, we're your friends. We'll tell you the truth. Yeah. Your Hepburn was worse than Dan's.
You tried your best, and you failed miserably.
Yeah.
The lesson is, never try.
We're just trying to help. You don't want to quit your day job if we say, hey, man, that was great. You might quit your day job and go out on the road.
You know what, though? I've got a story about a really bad car accident I saw.
I'd love to have it, but we're out of time. You ate up all your time, AJ.
Cool.
All right. Thank you for the call.
Thanks.
Bye-bye. All right. Hey, holding up. You're not nervous? Are you still nervous?
No, I'm actually relaxing. Yeah.
Okay. That voice is relaxing me. I was nervous, but that voice
that's very nice.
Really relaxing.
Thank you.
Keep those nodules. That's what I say.
All right. 9 before 5 at the Big 550. When's the last time you had a car accident and had a car in a body shop?
Oh, knock on wood. It's maybe I had a string of them, several in a row.
Really?
I'd say maybe 5 years.
Okay. Mm. 7 is the average.
Mm.
You got a couple of years if you follow the average. And have you ever heard of Schaefer?
Oh, yeah.
Body centers?
Oh, yeah.
Do you ever use them?
No.
No, I like the truth. We like the truth here. You know, you probably, 5 years ago, we weren't talking about Schaefer. We had just started about 5 years ago. That would be a good excuse.
Mm-hmm.
Now there is no excuse. If you have another accident, where do you think you'd go?
Schaefer Auto Body.
Beautiful. Do you know how to spell Schaefer, if you had to look it up?
With a C.
Unless you start with a C, then you got a problem.
It doesn't start with a C, but it has a C.
S-C-A-J-E-F-E-R.
That would be Schaefer's.
That's right.
That's a different product.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a whole different product. Schaefer Auto Body Centers, there are 5 locations, and I got to get the exact number of years. I think about 13 years now in the total collision repair business. And we had a little black ice last night. I called my son because I knew he was on the way home, and I kept watching the TV, and they'd interrupt and go, black ice, black ice. And I thought, man, well, they painted a pretty scary picture. And he called and said, I'm on 40, and things are fine. And all the way home, things were fine. But they really kept, I think they maybe overdid it, frightening people with that black ice. Ice is something that's, I'll be glad when we're out of the season when it's even a possibility, because I don't care what 4x4, 6x6, it doesn't make any difference. Ice is ice, and you're going to slide, and you're going to hit somebody, and things happen. Accidents happen. It's just important that you know when they do, where to go, to get that vehicle fixed on time and done right, so that when you take it home and take a good look at it in the garage or out in the sunlight, you can't even tell where they worked on it. Schaefer, S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. Take it from Heather Lawler. When she says,
go to Schaefer Auto Body.
Yeah.
So great.
Wow. That's powerful.
Oh, she's good.
And she did a deliberate, she deliberately paused.
To make it even.
To bracket it. Oh, to kind of set it. She did it on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Man, she's good. She is so good. We're going to break, but we're coming back. This is the big, we're not too far from Bill Cleveland, Big 550 KTRS.
The pitch to Darrell. Swing, a long one in the right field. Smith, court one in the right.
With a final season at Busch Stadium, opposing outfielders aren't the only ones who will be going back, back, back.
Home run! He's done it again! 70 home runs!
After all, 2005 promises to be an amazing and action-packed trip down memory lane, with the National League champions boasting one of the game's best lineups.
Rollins swings and tanks it!
And with more games against the Cubs, Yankees, and Red Sox, the last year at Busch will definitely be a season to remember. Make this season even more unforgettable by reserving a party room, suite, or picnic area today. These premium areas are available for parties of 2 all the way up to 300 and are on sale now. Just call 425-0600 and turn your next group outing into an historic event.
Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
The final season at Busch Stadium. It's sure to be a monumental goodbye.
Tonight, you go out to eat, you think you're getting the entree you ordered, but at some local restaurants, that isn't always the case.
You're not getting what you're paying for.
A News Channel 5 undercover investigation. Lisa segment shows you the St. Louis hotspots that did and didn't deliver what they promised.
The FDA still calls it substitution, and it's illegal.
Are you getting what you paid for? Tonight after Law & Order SVU on News Channel 5 at 10.
Attention all Wheel Watchers. As host of Wheel of Fortune, I've met a lot of big winners. Now it's your chance to win some of the same great prizes as the contestants on the show.
That's right, Pat. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, go to wheeloffortune.com.
Second, join the Wheel Watchers Club and get your free spin ID number.
And third, watch Wheel each night to see if your spin ID matches the number on the screen.
It's that easy.
Wheel's the place to be when you've got your spin ID.
Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5.
4:55 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550. And the hot spots are where, Paul?
Right here, Karen. I'm over this accident on westbound 70. It's just west of 79. The left lane is blocked. Westbound 70 jams approaching Cave Springs all the way out through Highway 79. Westbound 40 slowing Hampton to Hanley. Eastbound 40 heavy at Mason Road. Eastbound 270 slowing at McDonald Boulevard through 170. South 270 slows north of Clayton Road near Highway 40 through Doherty Ferry and 44. Eastbound 70 slow from Salisbury to Cole Street. Eastbound 47 from Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. This report is brought to you by International Delight Coffee Creamers. Every morning, millions of people get off to the wrong start. That's why there's International Delight Coffee Creamers. A little International Delight in your coffee can change the way you feel. Delight in every cup. Fall forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Clevelin segment starring Bill Clevelin along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Lafleet Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now, here's Bill Clevelin.
Good afternoon, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Good. Say hi to our Tuesday guest, Heather.
Hello, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing great. Hi, Bill.
Bill, you're young.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go out on a limb here and say she has the best voice of any Tuesday guest you've ever had. Is that about accurate?
From what I heard, you went out on a limp.
Yeah.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
I'll do the joke.
No, she does have a great voice.
She sure does. The American International Toy Fair now open in New York City. Exhibitors from all over the world debuting new toys at the fair. New this year is the 12-inch Mattel version of Lindsay Lohan.
Here's 12 inches.
Thank you, Frank, for pointing that out.
It's pretty authentic. The upper body's made entirely of synthetic material, which is pretty much like the real Lindsay Lohan.
Whoa!
Oh, and bad news. I hate to give you bad news, but they're canceling Star Trek Enterprise.
Oh, no.
That action made by the UPN Network actually caused more than 100 protesters to march across the country carrying protest signs. That's a true story. The show's in 150th place in the Nielsen ratings, which makes the show almost as big a loser as the people who want to save it. Tom Ridge, the former Secretary of Homeland Security, has now joined the board of directors of Home Depot. He's been there a week, and he's still trying to find somebody to help him in the plumbing department. And another sad note here, Robert Keams, the inventor of the intermittent windshield wiper, has died at the age of 77. Memorial services are scheduled to take place this Wednesday morning at 10:01, 10:02, 10:03.
It's fun of somebody dying. Yeah. That's funny.
You like that one, Heather?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, thanks for lying. And finally, this afternoon.
More.
Well, opening arguments began yesterday in the Michael Jackson trial. The prosecution painted Michael as a horrible criminal. The defense painted Michael as a poor victim. And the courtroom artist painted Michael as a white woman. The Bill Clevelin segment brought to you this afternoon and every afternoon by our good friends at Lafleet Cab. Lafleet Cab, of course, the official AM and the PM cab company. And from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Clevelin on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
Okay, thank you.
And we're caught up. We can actually give the last minute to Mark. Hello, Mark.
Hey, Frank. How are you?
Doing all right. I got 60 seconds to news. It's yours.
You got it. I heard that you were just starting a brand new segment about spectacular things on the road.
No, that was our segment yesterday, and we couldn't shake it off. People kept calling about it.
Well, I've got one that just happened this morning here in Springfield. I was behind a semi swerving all over the road, and three squad cars came flying by me and cornered it and pushed it over to the side. And heard a report later on in the day. I'm drinking early. Saying that the guy had a heart attack while he was driving, and the squad cars had to flash her lights and get the honk her horns to get his attention to awake enough that he could pull over the truck.
Well, if you're having a heart attack, that wouldn't necessarily
like you're going to sleep
mean that honking your horns is going to snap you out of it. Heart attack's a heart attack. All right, well, we're glad you're okay because we don't need to lose any listeners.
All right, well, I'm aiming the PM, and hello, Heather.
Say hi to Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, uh-huh. Mark, way to go.
Playhouse is coming up. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Gil Gross. The first day of testimony in the Michael Jackson trial, and legal analyst Michael Cardoza says it brought tears to Jackson's eyes.
He did emotionally react to the film. He did cry.
Why was the jury watching a film? ABC's Alex Stone live at the Santa Maria, California courthouse to explain it all. Alex?
Gil, Michael Jackson left the courthouse a short time ago. In court today, Martin Bashir, the man who made a documentary about Jackson, was questioned on how he got that candid interview with the pop star. ABC legal expert Dana Cole.
Mr. Bashir refused to answer those questions, claiming attorney shield law.
Bashir's documentary was played for the jury. Jackson began dancing in his chair when he heard his music played in that video. Gil?
ABC's Alex Stone live in Santa Maria. Man accused of the now 10 BTK murders charged today in Wichita. Cub Scout and church leader, family man, and alleged brutal serial killer Dennis Rader said thank you, sir, when the Wichita hearing ended. 5-4 squeaker, the Supreme Court rules that people who committed their crimes when they were under 18 cannot be executed. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oak says Judge Scalia was one of the four.
Scalia's dissent was a blistering attack on the majority's reliance on the fact other countries condemn the execution of juvenile killers, but Justice Kennedy's majority opinion said it's relevant that we're the only nation in the world that allows the practice.
No word on suspects from police looking into the murders of the husband and mother of a federal judge in Chicago. It's been noted white supremacist Matt Hale is about to be sentenced for plotting to murder Judge Joan Lefkow. Hale's dad, Russell, a retired cop in East Peoria, Illinois, says his son had nothing to do with this.
No possible way. No possible way. If you know the conditions he's in, there'd be no way he could. There's no contact with anybody. And he wouldn't do it in the first place.
ABC Money's got the Dow up 64 points today, the S&P up 7, NASDAQ up 19.5. You're listening to ABC News.
Instead of inching through traffic, imagine pulling into a peaceful fishing village in Maine during their big lobster celebration. That's Lobster Fest at Red Lobster. Lobster everywhere. Grilled split lobster tails, rock lobster paired with golden coconut shrimp. And headed your way, our new lobster-crusted salmon. So come out tonight to Lobster Fest at Red Lobster.
For just 46 cents a day, you can have 8 weeks of the Wall Street Journal delivered every business day. That's just 46 cents a day for the insights, analysis, and news relevant to the business of your life. The Journal delivers the useful information you need to save time and money. Call now and save 50% off the Journal's regular rate for new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only. Call 800-220-8833. That's 800-220-8833 for the Wall Street Journal.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is 5:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News. We're about to learn momentarily if an 8-week work stoppage involving the St. Louis Symphony Orchestra is ending. KTRS's Chris Pilsick is live at Paul Symphony Hall. Chris?
Well, Brian, if ratified, a deal would end that 8-week-long work stoppage and has forced the cancellation of nearly 20 concerts. Last Thursday, the two sides reached a tentative agreement in a meeting with a federal mediator, Charlie Fuchs, and officials are preparing right now to release the count of this afternoon's votes. Live at Powell Symphony Hall, Chris Pilsick, KTRS News.
The past president of the National District Attorneys Association accusing the U.S. Supreme Court of usurping the authority of state legislatures in a key death penalty ruling. The court says it's unconstitutional to execute murderers who were under age 18 when they committed the crime.
It's a very bad ruling. It is one where it causes me great concern about where the Supreme Court's going to go from here.
St. Louis County Prosecutor Bob McCullough calls the ruling a collateral attack on the death penalty. The case involves Christopher Simmons. He was 17 when he threw a woman to her death from a Merrimack River bridge. The bill to rename Springfield Southwest Missouri State as Missouri State University was passed today. It's been sent to Governor Blunt. State Representative B.J. Marsh of Springfield tells KTRS News.
We're in the third largest city with over 20,000 students, and we represent all the counties
49 states and 80 foreign countries, I think the name Missouri State University will mean so much.
Chairman Marsh says the names of four other colleges have been impacted, including Harris-Stowe State College's change to Harris-Stowe State University. A Crestwood State representative just back from National Guard service in Iraq received standing ovations today in the House and Senate from his colleagues.
Everybody on both sides of the aisle, they're all welcoming me back, and Senator Dolan in the Senate had me over there and said a lot of kind words about me, and the Senate gave me a very warm welcome also. So it's just been a really nice day and in the hallways in the Capitol.
Republican Jim Avery's House colleagues cheered as he returned to his desk and removed a yellow ribbon tied to his chair a year ago. And a North St. Louis food plant is shutting down. Workers at the Schreiber plant on North Newstead got notices about the June 1st closing this morning. That company is based in Green Bay. The KTRS Doppler 5 forecast from Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler. Clear tonight with a low down to 20. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high of 43. And Thursday, sunny and a high of 45 degrees. 34 degrees, our current temperature at Lambert Field at 5:05. You're up to date. Now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
And Brian, we have slow going on westbound 70. An accident westbound 70 just west of 79 has the left lane blocked. Traffic is jammed all the way back through Cave Springs. South 270 is heavy from right around the Clayton Road overpass to Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 270 slows at McDonald, headed for 170. Manchester at 109, an accident. Eastbound 44 at the Lafayette exit, an accident as well. This report is service of Traffic Law Hotline. To get a speeding ticket, driving while suspended, or DWI, Traffic Law Hotline will give your case prompt personal attention. To call the Traffic Law Hotline at 314-TRAFFIC, 314-TRAFFIC. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Shop.
It's jackpot madness today and tomorrow only at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off. 500 machines will be sold today and tomorrow at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
These are real international gaming machines.
We must sell 500 machines today and tomorrow.
Now you can have real casino excitement in your home for just $159.
Not one at this price, but 100 at this price.
That's right, $159. Get you a real coin or token accepting slot machine with all the sounds, lights, and excitement of the casino.
These machines cost over $3,500 new, but for this special early week sale, take one home for as low as $159.
Dealers limit 10 machines over.
Hurry for best selection.
All types and models on sale, including Betty Boo,
Las Vegas,
Alien, Hot Rod Queen,
Adam's Family, and many, many others.
These slot machines look great and they're a blast to play with.
All machines come with free tokens, keys, and instruction manuals.
Take one home today or tomorrow at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Sale is open today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
today and tomorrow at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Machines are intended for private use only, not a gambling device. Not responsible for misuse of machines.
Hello, this is Bill Wilkerson. Hey, we have two great things in my hometown of Memphis. We have Elvis, and we have great barbecue. Now, I can't help you with Elvis. You'll have to go to Graceland yourself. But I can tell you where there's finally some great barbecue around here. It's at Bully's Smokehouse, 4204 West Main, just south of North Belt West in Belleville. Now, a guy from Memphis wouldn't steer you wrong on great barbecue. Been there, had it, love it, and so will you. You like your ribs, wet or dry, you can get it at Bully's in three types of barbecue sauce. Midwest sweet and smoky, Texas hot and Carolina mustard on the table. You choose whatever you like. And if you like seafood, they have great farm-raised catfish, crab cakes, beer-battered cod. And in addition to that, their Sunday brunch is awesome. Starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. Now, I know why Bully's Smokehouse is so great. They have that smoker going 24 hours a day, and the ribs that appear on your plate have been smoked for over 12 hours. You know, they even have great funnel cakes for dessert. Go to Bully's for great barbecue. Bully's Smokehouse, 4204 West Main, just south of North Belt West in Belleville.
Have you had it with Old Man Winter?
Are you ready for some fun in the sun?
Then get a free vacation when you close a home loan or refinance with Golden Oak Lending.
I'm Bob Ellman, president of Golden Oak. Whether you're purchasing a new home or refinancing the one you've got, we'll save you money, plus treat you to a Marriott weekend vacation.
I'm Steve Flowers, vice president of Golden Oak. We've teamed up with Marriott to bring you your choice of 400 destinations, including Key West, Las Vegas, Orlando, and many others.
Now's the time to call before rates go up. They're still at a 30-year low, but the clock is ticking.
Call Golden Oak Lending now at 314-567-GOLD. That's 567-G-O-L-D.
Whether you're buying a new home or consolidating your debt, get a lower payment and a free vacation with Golden Oak Lending.
314-567-G-O-L-D.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my...
Apply online at goldenoaklending.com or call 567-GOLD. Vacation offer available for a limited time. Call for details.
Tonight at 10, News 4 shares an extraordinary story with you. No one has been known to survive rabies without a vaccination. Until now.
This is a 100% fatal disease.
A teenage girl was infected by a rabid bat. Learn what extreme measures doctors took to save her life. And how many believe a former St. Louis bishop and the power of prayer had a role in her recovery.
I've never seen anything like it.
Miracles can happen. We really believe it.
Don't miss this powerful special report. Tonight at 10, only on News 4.
On Entertainment Tonight, Nicole Kidman, Renee Zellweger, Jude Law, what went on at Vanity Fair's post-Oscar party. We have all the photos. Plus, you saw them on the red carpet. Now you can get home pay next to nothing. And the businessman who lost it all to drugs. Now homeless and starving.
I have nothing left. It all went to the drug.
Being high on the corporate ladder. Next Entertainment Tonight.
Tonight at 6:30 on KMOV Channel 4.
Upgrade your business with a small business loan from Commerce Bank. Whether you're looking to expand or to cover increased operating expenses, Commerce Bank can help. See CommerceBank.com.
Hi, I'm Karen. I'm an MRI technologist at Metro Imaging's West County office. When you need an open MRI, visit Metro Imaging. Professional with a personal touch.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the... Hey, look, it's March!
Wow. I know!
The March 1st edition of Pinions Playhouse brought to you today by the only gourmet coffee in a can, Thomas Coffee. This is a coffee that has been such a pleasant surprise to so many people who over the years, out of habit, picked up the same coffee every time they went to the supermarket. But not when they picked up a can of Thomas. Everything changed, and we think it'll change for you, too. We'll tell you more about a great coffee. We'll introduce our Tuesday guest after we do a round of introductions. Our control board operator is Eon the Peon. Don't call him Woody anymore. We're back to Peon. Say hi to your sponsor.
I'd like to say hi to the folks at Woods Basement Systems. You can call them for a free estimate at 1-800-203-8384. Because they make my presence possible. And hello to the chicks.
All right. Here's a chick. Karen Vale.
Hello, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan,
oh, great.
What was that for? What was that?
The crowd.
Oh.
Wow. They don't like you, Dan.
March Fools, everybody.
That's a good one, Dan. That is a good one. You're funny. You know, we went to Jimmy Yen's for lunch over on Manchester, and Dan tried to crack a joke. You know what the guy said? Terry Bozet, the guy that looks like Harrison Ford, he said, you know what? You're not funny.
Yeah.
That's what he said.
It hurt, but I couldn't stand it.
It's so obvious immediately.
You know, you're like the A-bomb. Everybody's laughing, have a good time. Then you show up, boom, everything's dead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hebe Jimenez, in charge of security. Brad Boy's here.
Steve.
Terry Daly's here.
Hello, everybody.
Bernice. Wow. Bernice jumped the gun on me. Yeah. Steve, the conductor. How you doing, Steve? Wow, that's a good look on him. Green cap.
Green.
Yeah. Nice. And then outside the glass, we got all of our guests, Heather Lawler's families out there. This is Heather Lawler. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
How about that voice?
Oh,
how about that
great voice?
That'll melt lots of things, I think. And, of course, Bruce Limprist in the All-Boy Orchestra. Get it over with into the polka, hey?
Of course.
Let's do that.
Hey!
Oh! Yeah, I like the way she did that. All right. This is, let's talk about our sponsor. Tom, are you a coffee drinker?
Of course.
And have you tried Thomas?
Yes, I have. Great coffee.
Great coffee?
Phenomenal coffee.
I don't think I could have put it better.
Yeah. Yeah. Put it better.
Great. Phenomenal. How much coffee do you drink a day, a week?
Probably about maybe 7 cups a week.
Okay.
About a cup a day.
Well, yeah. that would be.
Wait, are you sure?
We already said a cup a day. It's too late for that bit. Oh. We jumped
what
in.
What
bit? Beat you to it. Beat you to it. And the great thing about this, of course, a cup, the great same cup all day. Keep reheating it.
Exactly.
It's better cold than some coffee is fresh brewed. Now, you're a decaf or a regular woman?
Regular.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
You're a regular woman?
Yes, I am. And I'm proud of it. It is a blue can with a little Scottish Terrier. Do you know the name of that little Scottish Terrier?
No, I don't.
For a brand new convertible, do you know the name of that little Terrier? Time is up. It's Setch. If you had said Setch, I would have given you a brand new convertible.
Wow. You really missed out on that.
Do you know why there's a little Scottish Terrier named Setch on that can?
I do not.
Well, I had another this time it was a brand new BMW 745 LS. That was the dog owned by Thomas Charleville, whose name is on the can, Thomas. And he lost that little dog, and he, in memoriam, put that little dog silhouette on that can. Oh, do you know how many beans there are that are hand-selected, roasted, and ground? This is for something big, Terry. How many different beans, hand-selected, are roasted and blended?
I'm going to say all of them.
That's a safe answer.
Good one. Well, because you win? Because that's not true. All the beans would be all the beans in the world. I mean, how many, by number, how many beans?
10,000.
Oh, my goodness. That would be one big can of coffee.
Yeah.
Oh.
I had for you an all-expense-paid trip to Las Vegas for 1 week. Private jet.
Oh.
Five of the finest beans grown in the world. Five different beans, five different regions. You didn't do too well on that.
Sorry.
But you know English, because you're an English teacher. Thomas Coffee. Hey, you can't know everything.
No.
The only gourmet coffee in a can. It's a blue can. Look for it mid to lower level on the shelves. And just trust us when we tell you. I don't care what coffee you drink now. If you like coffee, one cup a day or 10 cups a day, you'll love this coffee. Somebody said that, and I can't remember who it was.
Oh, you'll like this coffee.
It was Jeff. Jim. Is it Jim?
It's Jim.
It's Jim. That's Jim. He says, you'll love. Take it from Jim when he says, you'll love this coffee.
Oh, you'll like this coffee.
You'll like this coffee. And take it from Heather when she says,
you'll love this coffee.
Oh, she's got to be loved.
She's good. She is really good.
Hey, do me a favor. Just pretend you're on the phone and say this. Say what I'm going to say. Say, Frank, is your wife home? Say that. No, just go ahead in that voice. Just say, Frank, is your wife?
I don't know if I can say that.
Sure you can. Just say, hey, Frank, it's Heather. Is your wife home? Say that.
Hey, Frank, it's Heather. Is your wife home?
Oh, man.
Oh,
man.
Even if she is home,
that worked.
No.
That worked. What was that?
I don't think you got in the hot tub.
Yeah.
Look at Heather.
Peon reverted back to the old pre-FCC.
Yeah, we don't go for that.
We don't go for that stuff.
Go for what?
At all. How about this guy over in Sweden who came up with what I think is a pretty goofy idea, and I don't really know how this would have worked. He wanted to do an ice concert, and what he did was he carved real instruments out of ice that he said could be played for the Swedish Winter Festival. But he didn't like the musicians, and he said they weren't good enough, so he called it off. Now, listen to this. He carved out playable ice clarinets, trumpets, guitars, and cellos, and some people are real upset about the cancellation because they really wanted to see the ice concert. Now, we happen to have a recording of the... of the rehearsal.
Better get it going quick.
Of the rehearsal when they were practicing on some of the ice instruments. Here it is.
That's not that bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing.
Sounds good to me.
It's just warm up.
Let me hear that a little bit. Can we hear that again? Can we hear that one more time?
Wow.
The ice instruments.
That's pretty nice. That's a shame that was canceled.
I love stories about funeral homes getting in trouble for, you know, hiding bodies in the garage and stuff like that. In this case, we've got a funeral home in New Hampshire that's in trouble for a couple of things. One, they apparently, before they cremate, they put bodies in a refrigeration unit, and the power went out on it, and they got hot, and they started decomposing.
I hate that, too.
And then they're in trouble, if I read this right, for cremating more than one person at a time. So what you get is the ashes mixed with other people's ashes. I hate that. You hate it when you think you're getting Uncle Goober's ashes in there with somebody else's ashes.
Yeah.
And I don't think you're supposed to do that, you know, together, two people thing.
Not unless they ask you to.
Now, here's a weird story. Up around Pittsburgh, there's a 17-year-old girl who has been accidentally shot in her groin area by her boyfriend while they were engaged in what they call bedroom activities. Now, in a moment, we're going to have an actual recording. Oh. Apparently, they recorded it. They were doing, she's 17, he's 23. They were doing some sexual stuff that involved a .45 caliber handgun. And the only thing that I talked to Peon off the air about this. The only thing we can come up with is we've seen some other stories where, as kind of a thrill, some idiotic woman allows the guy to, let's just say, barrel her. And in this case, the gun went off. I don't know that I get anybody who would try this. But
well, at least loaded gun.
Yeah, that's not very smart. She's in the hospital with, they say she was wounded in the groin. Well, do we have, they recorded, do we have, this is graphic. This is tough to listen to. Here it is.
Oh, they're into it.
Oh, it's not a snub nose.
Sounds great.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Wow. I wish we had played that.
I would like to ask Heather or Karen, maybe.
I think the word is axe. I would like to.
I would like to ask Heather or Karen, what exactly is a couple of college graduates, English speaking people? What is a groin?
Yeah,
I know where it is, but what does it encompass?
The muscle,
ladies?
Right? Yeah.
You don't know. You don't know. Just
say that. I don't know. I'll be honest.
Well, you know this because you're an English teacher. Is it, which is correct, is it ax? I would like to ask. I would like to ax you or I would like to ask you. Which is it?
Well, from my English expertise, I believe it's ask.
Okay, because that always puzzled me.
That one confused me.
So it is ask.
I believe so.
Okay.
I guess it's the groinal area.
I think it's the area.
But it's the muscle that connects the thigh with the
groin bone.
Leg, brain.
So here you go. It is the hollow or fold where the abdomen joins either thigh.
Hollow or fold?
So it's not a muscle.
Hollow down there.
So no, there is a muscle. There's a groin muscle.
No, she just said it's the hollow or fold. That's not a muscle. That's just the crease is the groin.
Is there a groin and a groin muscle? Is that two separate things?
I've heard of a pulled groin muscle.
I have one, actually.
But maybe that's...
Well, you pull your own.
Yeah, my dad used to call me a groin boy.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
You know, Bart, when I was your age, I pulled a few boners.
No, we're talking about groin. It's a weird name. Groin.
Yeah.
Groin.
That's the groinal area.
That's funny.
Yeah.
What do you think, doctor?
Early modern English, it originated from grind.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know where that comes from.
Oh, yeah.
Tuna burgers can be contaminated in the grinding process.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
So now groin comes from grinding.
Do we eat groin like cow groin?
Well, you may.
Is that a part of a cut?
I don't think a cow has
a part of a what?
Cut. A cut of steak.
Whoa, hold on. What'd you call it?
A part of a cut.
Good. Nice. Easy.
Yeah.
What I made it
to
be.
Yeah.
I don't ever hear of animal groin. I don't think they have
it could
groin.
Be a part of another cut of steak that we eat. It has the groin in it.
Speak for yourself.
So are you saying the groin is near the cut?
Right.
That you're talking
about?
Or the cut is part of the groin.
You got some arm roast.
Easy.
You got some...
This guy down in Maryville, Tennessee, has pleaded guilty to getting drunk, running around naked, and covering himself in nacho cheese. Well, who hasn't done that?
Really? That's news?
Cheese!
I love this headline in the paper. This is so ridiculous. Here's the headline. Public appears divided on smoking ban.
What?
Really? Well, of course it's divided. The non-smokers want the ban, and the smokers don't. Of course the public is divided.
Silly.
Pretty interesting obituary today. Johnny Clifton Burgeon. Did anybody else see this? 85 years of age, was a leading collector and restorer of vintage Harley-Davidson motorcycles. He had a collection of about 50 vintage motorcycles, Harleys, in a barn down in, where in the heck, in Washington State, a suburb of Tacoma. He had the 1936 to 47 Harley Knucklehead series, believed to be one of three complete sets in existence. The entire set. He had restored military bikes. He had the most valuable and the rarest of all Harley Davidsons. An unrestored 1907 FN was the designation. Said he developed a lifelong enthusiasm for bikes. His first was a 1930 Harley. He retired in 1970 at the age of 50 and then moved to Washington State and opened a motorcycle repair and restoration shop. Boy, I'll bet he had some interesting stuff. Died at the age of 85. And if you didn't hear earlier, effective April 14th, no more lighters, no more cigarette lighters of any type, electric, butane, Zippo, liquid, fluid, fuel, nothing. Not checked luggage, not carry-on luggage, not in your pocket, no lighters. Now, I'm not encouraging anybody to do anything, but if you had a plastic lighter, and there are a lot of lighters that are mostly plastic in your pocket going through, I don't think that's going to set, a standard pair of metal framed glasses won't set off the detector. I don't think that'll set it off.
That little hunk of metal at the top of a Bic lighter?
I'm not talking about those. I'm talking about like the one I had and you had the torch. That cap is plastic. That whole body is plastic.
Yeah.
Take the little metal chain off, you got a plastic lighter. I'm not saying do it. You don't want the feds pulling you over.
And how about matches? They don't...
You know what? I don't know about
I think
matches.
You can take matches. I think you can take up to two books of matches, I believe.
That doesn't make sense.
I don't understand this. I really don't.
That doesn't, I don't get that either. Jeff Raskin has passed away at the age of 61. This is the guy who not only founded a software company, he started the team that created the Macintosh computer. And he named the Macintosh after his favorite Apple. But he had to change the spelling for copyright reasons. And this guy was huge. He was very instrumental in the computer world. They say he is the guy who created the click and drag mouse method of moving the cursor around on the computer.
Wow.
How much money was it? But you know what? He's dead at 61. That's the bad news. Pancreatic cancer.
Oh.
So I hope he took his money and lived it up.
So what is it? Is it like Apple and Microsoft? Were they both like building stuff at the same time?
Together.
Sort of about the same. Well, Stephen Jobs and Bill Gates weren't working together, were they?
I don't think so.
No. Jobs and his partner were building a computer. Gates was working on the program. On
the software.
Microsoft, yeah.
Right.
But they were all doing all this about this. You think they got on the phone to each other? Hey, Steve, how you doing?
We're going to be billionaires.
How you doing? And then Paul Allen was part of that, too, the guy who is currently the head of Charter. He was Gates' partner. And these guys are all, literally, I mean, billionaires.
It's just beyond me.
Yeah, I don't...
sit down and think up a mouse. I mean, you know...
Yeah, where do you start? Where do you start?
I don't know.
I don't even have... Here's how behind I am. I don't even have one of those mice with the, like, red light under it, the infrared...
Oh, no more ball.
No more. I still got the ball mouse.
Yeah.
And they're only, what, $20?
They have wireless ones now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I got to get with it. I need a wireless mouse. How you holding up there, Heather?
Fabulous.
Hey, Heather's husband went out and got us some McDonald's.
Yeah, he did.
Good job, man.
Good job.
What's his name?
Shane.
I like him.
Oh, what a great
name. I like
name.
Him. Well, you know what? He's embarrassed about her.
Oh, sure.
She's embarrassed him because she didn't bring you food. So he's humiliated. He goes out and gets us McDonald's. Good for you. All right. You want to invite the ladies in?
Sure.
Go ahead.
Ladies, come on in.
Oh, wow. That's
how many in the room like her voice a lot better than Karen's, say I?
Oh, no.
All of them. Sure they do.
Oh, wow. Oh yeah.
Yeah, you've got a much more enticing, seductive voice than
Less
Karen.
Evil.
Less evil.
Thank you.
All right, this is one of our all-time favorite jokes, and it's a story of a woman whose husband's birthday is coming up, and her husband's two favorite things are beer and bourbon. He loves beer and bourbon. In fact, his nickname is BB. Everybody calls him BB because wherever he goes, he gets beer and bourbon. He'll pour bourbon in the beer and beer in the bourbon.
Oh, boy.
And it's BM.
BB.
Oh, BB. And I might add, his favorite artist is BB King.
Oh,
so beer, bourbon, sure BB King, yeah. BB. It's the guy's nickname. And he was an amateur competitive BB gun shooter.
Oh.
So BB, BB all around for this guy. So his girlfriend decides that she'll go into a tattoo parlor, and I know now you know where this is going if you remember it. And do you know this joke, Heather?
I do not.
Oh, you'll like it. You'll really like it. And she tells the tattoo artist, she says, I want to surprise my boyfriend, BB. And she explains to him he loves beer and bourbon, loves BB King, he's a amateur competitive BB gun shooter, and I want BB tattooed on my butt cheeks. I want B on the left one and B on the right one. So that when I pull my pants down and bend over, he sees his own nickname, BB.
Oh, yeah.
The tattoo artist says, well, not a problem. You pull those pants down and let's get started. So he has her lean over a table and he goes to work with that buzzing needle. Don't they make a buzzing sound when they tattoo?
Yep,
I think they do. Well, there it is right there. He's working and working and working. One cheek, then the other cheek, and then he finishes. He says, all done. She asks to go over to the mirror, and she's kind of hard to see behind you. And it's tough to tell how good a job it is, but it looks like he has put the bees a little bit too far in toward the inner middle of her cheeks there, in the crectal area. She meant for him to be more out in front of the cheeks there. But they're nice. They're two nice bees. Mm-hmm. So she pays him and she goes home. That night he comes home from work. She says, happy birthday. She gives him a cake. She says, I got you a special birthday present. He's had about six drinks before he got home, stopped off with the boys for his birthday. He has a couple more at home. He says, well, what do you got? And she says, I got this. And she pulls down her pants and stands in front of him. And he stares, and he stares, and she realizes he's having trouble telling what it is, so she bends over. And he continues to stare. She says, well, what do you think? He says, I don't, and then she realizes maybe the bees are a little too far in, so she spreads her butt cheeks out.
Oh,
she says, what do you think about this? And he says, I don't get it. Who's Bob?
Small business owners don't overthink. They don't pace, wring their hands, equivocate. When they see a better idea, they move on it. Like SBC Business Unlimited. Unlimited long-distance toll and local calling for a flat $48.95 a month for the first line, and even less for additional ones, no matter how long you talk, where you call, or how many times. Just $48.95 flat. You can't be surprised by your bill because it's always the same. And you can't call too much because it's always $48.95. Join the hundreds of thousands of other businesses in the new standard, SBC Business Unlimited. Just $48.95 a month. Call 800-659-4895. Again, 800-659-4895. Seeing small business differently. SBC.
Taxes and other charges apply. For details of additional charges, restrictions, and requirements, call 800-659-4895 toll-free or visit sbc.com/4895.
Going beyond the call.
534 at the Big 550, up to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending. Jetcopter 550 is brought to you by Sunset Ford. How you doing, Paul?
I'm doing well. Thanks, Karen. We have slow traffic
problem downtown in South St. Louis, an accident on 44, just east of Jefferson. The left lane is blocked in both directions. Eastbound 44 is lined up east of Vandeventer through Jefferson. Westbound 44 jammed back to 55. Right lane to southbound 55. All lanes actually are slow from the MacArthur Bridge to the 44 merge on southbound 55. Eastbound 270 is lined up east of McDonald to 170. Westbound 70, they cleared the earlier accident west of 79. Traffic though jammed near Sunbelt Road through Highway 79. Westbound 40, a slow pocket between Grand and Vandeventer. Then westbound 40 slows at Hampton all the way out to Hanley. Bright sunshine, part of the problem through here. Downtown eastbound 40 is jammed west of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70 heavy west of Salisbury through Cole Street. This report is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts. Protect your car's engine with clean motor oil. Stop by Napa Auto Parts today. Pick up Quaker State conventional motor oil, just $1.69 a quart. Napa, get the good stuff. Paul Ford at KTRS Golden Oak Lending, Jeff Chopper.
Sunset Ford has zero financing for 60 months or up to $3,000 cash back on trucks and SUVs. F-150 V8 automatics start from $14,995 at Sunset Ford. See dealer for details.
Hi, this is Karen Vale for LA Weight Loss, and here's an update. At least a dozen sweaters and shirts that I haven't worn in a while now fit. What a great feeling, and there are more clothes in the closet just waiting to be worn again. Please consider joining me this spring at LA Weight Loss. Call 1-888-322-SLIM for the location nearest you. You'll be impressed with the LA Weight Loss counselors and the program, which promotes real food for a real life. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and get started this week. You'll be surprised at favorite foods you can continue to enjoy in moderation while supplementing with terrific LA Weight Loss products. I've already talked about the LA Light Bars, but I also recommend the LA Strawberry Banana Smoothie. This is one of my favorites. LA Weight Loss makes losing weight easy, comfortable, and successful. Call 1-888-322-SLIM and schedule your absolutely free with no obligation consultation. LA Weight Loss. Call today, 1-888-322-SLIM.
Tonight, you go out to eat. You think you're getting the entree you ordered, but at some local restaurants, that isn't always the case.
They're not getting what they're paying for.
A News Channel 5 undercover investigation. Lisa Zigman shows you the St. Louis hotspots that did and didn't deliver what they promised.
The FDA still calls it substitution, and it's illegal.
Are you getting what you paid for? Tonight after Law & Order SVU on News Channel 5 at 10.
Attention all wheel watchers. As host of Wheel of Fortune, I've met a lot of big winners. Now it's your chance to win some of the same great prizes as the contestants on the show.
That's right, Pat. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, go to wheeloffortune.com.
Second, join the Wheel Watchers Club and get your free spin ID number.
And third, watch Wheel each night to see if your spin ID matches the number on the screen.
It's that easy.
Wheel's the place to be when you've got your spin ID.
Tonight at 6:30, only on News Channel 5.
Engine 57 got a one-alarm fire at 1244 Elm off Madison.
You may never think twice about a fire breaking out in your home.
Engine 57, we are responding.
But every 79 seconds, fire departments are called to put out some residential fire.
Engine 57, requesting second alarm.
So ask yourself, would your insurance company come through for you? They will if you're insured with AAA insurance, because just like the Auto Club, you can count on AAA insurance to be there when you need them. Plus, you'll get great discounts for having both your home and auto with AAA, as well as discounts for homes that have fire and burglar alarms. Altogether, you could save hundreds of dollars.
Engine 57, fire is under control.
Don't leave it to chance. Call AAA Insurance today for a free quote at 1-888-AAA-CLUB. Auto, life, or health insurance, same number. Or visit AAA.com and bring the security of AAA home.
I'm Adam Bold, founder and chief investment officer of the Mutual Fund Store. If you're changing employers or have a 401k with an old job, now is the time to consider your options. Cashing it out is your worst option. You'll have to pay federal and state income tax, and if you're under 59 and a half, you'll also pay a penalty for early withdrawal. You'll be left with only about half of your 401k. The best option is to roll your 401k into a self-directed IRA. There are no tax consequences, and you won't be confined to the limited choices that restrict your options in the typical 401k. Plus, you'll always be in charge of your IRA, regardless of where you work. By opening a self-directed IRA at the Mutual Fund Store, you get professional advice and access to thousands of no-load funds. After all, if you're going to take the risk of the markets, don't you owe it to yourself to be in the best funds? If you have a rollover or an old 401k, call my advisors, Troy and Kurt, here at the Mutual Fund Store now. They're waiting for your call. 386-6868. That's 636-386-6868.
It's jackpot madness today and tomorrow only at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off. 500 machines will be sold today and tomorrow at the Gateway Center.
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
These are real international gaming machines.
We must sell 500 machines today and tomorrow.
Now you can have real casino excitement in your home for just $159.
Not one at this price, but 100 at this price.
That's right, $159. Get you a real coin or token accepting slot machine with all the sounds, lights, and excitement of the casino.
These machines cost over $3,500 new, but for this special early week sale, take one home for as low as $159.
Dealers limit 10 machines only.
Hurry for best selection.
All types and models on sale, including Betty Boo,
Las Vegas,
Alien, Hot Rod Queen,
Adam's Family, and many, many others.
These slot machines look great and they're a blast to play with.
All machines come with free tokens, keys, and instruction manuals.
Take one home today or tomorrow at the Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
at the Gateway Center,
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Sale is open today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m.
The Giant Slot Machine Sell-Off
today and tomorrow at the Gateway Center,
I-55 at Exit 11 in Collinsville.
Machines are intended for private use only, not a gambling device, not responsible for misuse of machines.
Two words, boys and girls, Drunken Fish, two locations, Central West End and Westport Plaza for St. Louis's premier sushi restaurant and lounge. Go to drunken-fish.com.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world.
A small scare yesterday. It looked like we might not have Mike Evans again. No, wait. The scare was that we might have
him again.
And we do have him, and I am proud to announce that starting today, Mike Evans is brought to you by T.R. Hughes, St. Charles County's premier home builder, now showing their newest community, Timber Trace. Check them out on the web, trhughes.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Mike Evans.
Thank you.
You know, when we had kids over in at the University of Missouri, we thought about buying a place in St. Charles. I love that area.
Well, let me tell you something. The greatest builder over there or anywhere they built is T.R. Hughes, and you can feel real good about that as your sponsor.
I love it. Hey,
say hi to our
the meanest star in Hollywood. This is an easy one. Now wait till the end of the report to give me your answer.
Hold
his
it.
Neighbors have signed another
Hold
petition
it.
Asking that he just move he out.
Wait,
who is
take
it? Sean
breath.
Penn,
he
Sean Connery, Dennis France. We'll talk more about it in a minute.
Hold it. Hold it. Stop right. Take a breath. Say hi to our Tuesday guest. Her name is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah. Crank it up a little bit. She's hot. All right. Go ahead.
You ever listen to me on the radio, the broadcast?
Always.
How am I doing?
Fabulous.
How about that voice?
Mm. Wow.
Yeah. I know.
Hey, Dan.
Yeah.
Take a picture.
Okay.
Well, you're married, Mike.
I know, but it's just for, you know, I like to have pictures of fans around the office.
Sure.
It's the kind of man I am.
All right.
Some legal nuggets. I would have told you yesterday, but we never got together. Don't be surprised in the next 24 hours if old Kobe Bryant signs a deal about $1.25 million settlement. To the alleged woman that he attacked.
That doesn't look good.
Well, he it's all over. He paid her off.
Boy, and that's nothing for him.
Right. No, it really isn't.
He got off easy.
Got to keep facts from being opened up in the deposition, right?
Yeah, you bet. Inside the Robert Blake trial, more and more people now are saying it's going to be a hung jury. That seems to be the bottom line there on that deal.
And I'm hung like a horse.
No, hung jury.
No, that's another completely different. Showtime has already sent a representative to meet with the wife of the BTK suspect in hopes of securing her rights for a television movie.
Oh, boy. It ought to be a good one.
You know, how did this woman live with this guy for 30 years and not know he's a serial rapist? My wife, Cheryl, I go out and buy shoelaces. She wants to know what shoes are they for, what length were they, what color were they.
Really?
Which is $1.29 debit from the debit card.
This goes back to the 70s, right?
What if they break?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
People still, I haven't bought shoelaces in
Do people still what?
I guess on a normal basis
buy shoelaces? Of course they do. Sure they do.
Unless you buy Velcro shoes like little kids wear.
That's a question a dumb, idiot kid would ask.
Stupid, dumb kid
would ask.
Wow. Seems a little strange, doesn't it?
It is a strange question. Go ahead.
Very strange. Elton John loves Desperate Housewives so much, he's asked Terry Hatcher. Thank you. To appear in his new video. She's agreed to it. In return, look for Elton to show up on an appearance for the Desperate Housewives show. Desperate Housewives also, of course, has Bob Newhart signed up to pretty soon.
I think Elton John would like to be a Desperate Housewife.
Yeah, he'll be an additional Desperate Housewife.
He could be, actually.
Hey, Hatcher better watch it. He is quite the womanizer.
Oh, that's no way. What I hear. I'm thinking somebody else.
Yeah. Michael Jackson News. You know, it all comes down to this. Here's my final word on this. He'll be talking about it throughout, of course. A big surprise today is it sounds like he's going to testify. I don't know how good he'd do against the prosecution. But it's all going to come down to whether the jury believes the accuser. I don't care what else is brought into the court trial. You know, they said his fingerprints were on, the boy's fingerprints and his fingerprints were on the pornographic material, magazines. Well, today, in the opening statements, the defense says, well, yeah, the kids found them in the room, and Michael took them away from them. Immediately took them away from them. That's why their fingerprints were their fingerprints.
There you go. That would be two sets of prints. I say if he goes on the stand, that's what will save him.
I think if he goes on the stand, that will kill him.
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll see.
By the way.
Yeah.
Believe we need to take care of a little wager.
No, we don't, because neither one of us won.
No, $1 million baby won.
You had Aviator.
Yeah, you changed your mind, but the original bet was Aviator.
Original bet was Aviator, and
you have to live with yourself.
No.
On Friday, I said $1 million baby that I can have $1 million baby instead, and you said yes.
Did he?
I don't.
Oh, to go back. I don't know if the bet was changed.
You said Aviator, and I said, wait a minute. Hold I've it. Been on all my stations today predicting $1 million baby.
All right, we are going to get the segment.
Yeah,
we're
going to
pull
the tape.
We're going
to
listen tomorrow.
Can you pull the tape?
No, tomorrow. And if it's there, you get the 100.
Thank you very much. And I appreciate that. I appreciate you stepping up and being a man I know you are. TV News Bulletin!
Bulletin.
Very good chance that Ryan Seacrest may replace Jeff Probst as the host of Survivor.
Really? I like Jeff Probst.
Jeff Probst is about ready to take over for Regis Philbin. He's being shown the door. They've had enough of his.
Really?
What, on Regis and Kelly?
Yeah.
Wow.
That surprises me.
Yeah.
CSI News, Quentin Cook Tarantino is trying to direct two and write maybe as many as three episodes of CSI, and that's exciting. I like him. And sidebar to that, CSI, William Peterson is being edged out of the show finally. Now, we've heard stories about that, but now he's actually getting fewer lines in some of the upcoming episodes.
Isn't he the executive producer, though?
Yeah, only in name. He can still be fired.
Oh,
hey, you know what else got canceled? That Good Day Live. And no surprise, once they got rid of Julian Barbieri and that other hot little chick, it was never the same. That guy Steve, what's his name, Mike? The guy Steve who's on their way.
Oh, Steve.
From L.A.
Yeah.
Steve Edwards.
Julian Barbieri is still on the Los Angeles version. Though,
yeah,
right?
She's on the morning version.
You know what? Somebody else mentioned that to me today. I was amazed that it's still on.
The syndicated version.
It's pretty stupid.
Yeah. Oh, it's very stupid. Yeah.
And that's the kind of show that you would have on for guys who like sports to watch, because it's a couple of bimbo airhead chicks.
Yeah, it's just
filler. Most of it went over to Cold Pizza on ESPN2, the morning show.
Yeah, I can understand why, I guess, women in the morning didn't get into that show.
No.
Yeah. And finally, all the people.
Come on, more.
Name the name of the obnoxious star. The neighbors want him out.
Sean Penn.
Sean Connery.
Oh, that's Sean Connery.
Yes. Yeah, I was going to change.
One of the meanest men in Hollywood. One time, Joe Barbara Walters' interview, isn't anything wrong with slapping your wife around if she needed it?
Wow. He said that.
He said that.
I'm built for that.
Well, I talked to him not long ago about that.
Mike Evans Hall, it was great!
I guess he didn't want to hear the interview.
No.
Well, Sean, we don't know if there is anyway.
Any tape.
Is there an interview?
No, I just talked to him. There's no recording of it.
You wouldn't, you know, I don't picture Sean Connery living in Los Angeles, do you? I picture him living in London. Are in Spain or yeah. something. I don't picture him in
he live there all
LA.
It's just a part-time place,
yeah, I don't
right?
think he lives there
all over the place.
Yeah, I picture him living in Wood River.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Wood River, Illinois. Yeah. Yeah.
What's with these big tanks?
Oh, my God.
And now, Dan Strauss doing Sean Connery moving into Wood River.
Hey, what's up with these big tanks?
Huh. Let's go up to the Argosy Casino at Alton.
Good. Whatever happened to Sean Bullitt?
Wow.
Oh, man, he was great.
We need him back. We'll get him back, lady.
11 before 6 at the Big 550. Our guest is Heather Lawler. I know somebody named Lawler, and I can't remember who it is. But
Jerry
I
Lawler was the
okay,
the
you know what? That's who I'm thinking of.
Andy Kaufman.
That's no relation?
No, I don't
you
think
you and Jerry
so.
Lawler? No? You want to wrestle me after the show? See if you got that Lawler blood? You know what?
My husband's here. I don't think he's going to.
I'll wrestle him, too. You know what? Live for you.
You know what's kind of a coincidence? And this is on my parents' grave truth. I used to wrestle a guy in high school with the last name of Lawler.
Was it Jerry Lawler?
No. Well, I don't think so.
He wasn't here.
Maybe it was Shane's dad.
Oh, no, it might have been Shane's grandpa. Yeah, probably his grandpa. Shane's great-grandpa.
Right on.
Yeah, back in '06. wrestling team. I can't wait. Next hour we give the gifts away, our prizes.
Oh, man, that's a great
Are you a Deerberg shopper at all?
Of course.
I like the way you said that. You know, they have that everybody's cook. Everybody, not everybody's cooks. That Everybody Cooks magazine. Oh, you know about that? Well, it's time again. In stores today. Hit the stores today. More than 20 new spring recipes. Now, stop me, Heather, if you hear anything you might like to prepare for your husband. What's his name again?
Shane.
Shane. All right. How about this? Spring dinner. Fresh flowers. So you can do all that at Deerberg's. They have what they call Go Red for Women. Easy way to help protect your heart. And it's tomato soup and lean beef roast and a luscious cherry dessert. All the red things that are good for a healthy heart. They have a cozy pub dinner in Everybody Cooks magazine. And it's heart healthy and hearty. And it's a dinner that's inspired by an evening at the Corner Pub. A great way to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So look for that. It's called Cozy Pub Dinner. Then they have a basket of freshly baked homemade rolls that is hard to resist. But if you don't have time to make them from scratch, they have some shortcuts. And you still end up with great homemade from scratch tasting rolls, and then dreamy, creamy pies, they call them. Something about a pie. There really is. That is really an American apple pie and motherhood and that whole thing. Luscious cream pie, rich and silky filling under a crisp meringue. All right? And now, for a huge amount of cash, Heather, spell meringue.
Oh, man.
And I mean cash.
You're a teacher.
A lot of cash?
10 seconds.
Okay. MERIUNGE.
I had, and I'm not kidding, $10,000 in cash.
Oh, man. Oh. How is it?
MERE.
How is it spelled?
INGUE.
Karen Vale. MERIUNGE. Nothing.
No.
I didn't say that for her.
No.
Crisp meringue. See, meringue, if it's got just that little crispy top to it, just brown a little bit, oh, man, that's good stuff. Or whipped cream topping. They have all of this and more in the new Everybody Cooks magazine. It's free, folks, for the taking at all Deerberg stores. Hit the shelves in the stores today. From who else? Deerberg's.
A respected philosopher once exclaimed, "You have to see it to believe it." Well, that must have been before the dawn of radio. So the challenge becomes, how do you describe the Cadillac SRX and do it justice in a medium limited to the spoken word? Perhaps you begin with a stunning statement about the power of the SRX V8 with its 320 horsepower engine. Or maybe a word about the open-air exhilaration found beneath its expansive UltraView sunroof. Or you could simply expound about the convenience and ease of the optional push-button power folding third-row seat. But maybe despite our best efforts, words can't actually convey the many wonders of SRX. I guess they were right all along. You have to see it to believe it. Cadillac SRX. Breakthrough.
Test drive the new 2005 Cadillac SRX and find out more about our attractive lease or purchase offers. Visit your local Cadillac dealer.
We have three children.
We are the Schmidt family.
Jade, our oldest, is 13.
Connor, our son, is 4.
And we just adopted a little girl. Jenna is 16 months.
We have American Family Life Insurance.
Insurance is extremely important
because it provides our family with security.
An American Family Insurance agent recently helped the Schmidts select a life insurance plan that fits their family.
Our agent, to me, is a resource.
Oh, absolutely. Our agent is a real resource for us.
He really guides us through the process. He's very knowledgeable.
I cannot say enough good things about my American Family agent.
Protecting their family and dreams. Call today for a free, no-obligation life insurance needs analysis. American Family Life Insurance Company. All your protection under one roof.
American Family Insurance.
See if you qualify for a discount on auto insurance when you have your life insurance with American Family Life Insurance Company. Or visit us at amfam.com.
555 at the Big 550. Let's talk to Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lending Jetcopter 550, and the improvements ought to be everywhere, Paul.
You would think so, Karen. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Westbound 70 is worse. It's slow from 5th Street all the way out through Highway 79. Westbound 40 is slow. Clayton's Kinker through Hanley, actually right around Hampton. And on westbound 40, that's traffic slow again. 270 through Mason Road. South 270 heavy, approaching Doherty Ferry. Moves pretty well through 44. Eastbound 44 slow, approaching Grand and Jefferson. Although the left lane's open, eastbound 44 Jefferson. The left lane is still closed. Westbound 44 Jefferson. Westbound 44 jams back to 55. Southbound 55 is jammed from the MacArthur Bridge to the 44 merge. This report is service of GM OnStar. When the unexpected happens, OnStar gives you and your family the safety and security you deserve. Just push a button and OnStar advisors are ready to help. OnStar by GM. To learn more, visit OnStar.com. Paul Ford in the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, Frank.
You ask our guest, Heather, do you bank or do you belong to a credit union?
Actually, both.
Rich people.
I have a credit union at First Community.
You have it. You mean you have an account? There.
Account.
You're
easy.
A member at First Minute.
I
this
am.
Is too good to be true.
Yes, it's unbelievable.
Beautiful. First Community Credit Union. Take it from Heather Lawler when she says,
"Bank at First Community."
No, no, hold it. You can't.
Sorry.
No.
You
bank.
Can't,
the word. Okay. The B word.
Oh.
You can't bank at because it's not a bank. Let say. Take it from Heather Lawler when she says,
"Use First Community Credit Union."
Well, and I read into what she said what she really meant. Don't be used. Instead, use First Community Credit Union.
Wow.
That was very deep. That's deeper. Most people didn't realize how deep you were going there. Now, you're a member, obviously, of First Community Credit Union. You can't belong to your bank, and your bank doesn't belong to you. But you can belong to First Community Credit Union, and it belongs to you. Do you know you're one of the owners? Did you know that?
I do.
And how did you come to about? Come to about?
Come
how
to about?
What? How did you come to become a member?
What? Come to become.
Let's try that again. Take two. How did you get to be a member? What happened?
Actually, they were in the lobby of my father's work, so we've been members for a long time.
And what you saw and heard, you liked. You
yeah.
were impressed with.
Yeah, great loan rates.
It really is. The rates are great. The people are great. You, as a member and an owner, get treated with great respect. And everything you want from a bank. See, banking is, it's okay. There's nothing wrong with banking. But belonging to being a member of a credit union, that's a different deal. That's really not that different in that they have car loans and they have checking and they have, what do you have there? You have checking, savings, what do you have?
Both of those.
You have a car loan there?
No.
Okay, but you have checking and savings.
Yes, and I've had CDs there.
You get CDs, you can get yeah. money markets, you can get all that stuff. You're just getting it as a member, not just a customer. First Community Credit Union. Their website, please visit it, firstcommunity.com. Jim Holder should be right here. Hello, Jim.
Hey, Frank, how you doing? I am AM and a PM.
Hallelujah. Say hi to our guest, Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Jim.
Oh,
Jim. Come on. Wow.
What's going on?
Smokes.
Hey.
Not.
Heather, you'll be interested in this. Do you like the NFL, the Rams?
Of course.
Beautiful. Well, if you're listening between 6:30 and 9 o'clock tonight, Big John Hadley and Randy Carricker will report on the fact the Rams could be very, very interested and maybe moving very quickly on a young linebacker, 27-year-old Chris Claiborne, who will be a free agent. He's got good size, and he's very quick, can play inside or outside.
Yeah,
So, Randy Carricker and Big John Hadley will have more on that on the Mid-America Chevy Dealers Big Sports Show tonight. By the way, this sports is the part of the Cadillac Sports Update. Cardinals, today, Jim Edmonds took a foul ball off the foot area. X-rays negative, but he's not expected to play tomorrow. The Cardinals play their first exhibition against Florida at Atlantic. Then on Thursday night, two days away, they'll play a night game opening up the grapefruit season down in Port St. Lucie against the New York Mets. Congratulations. Mid-State hockey champion again. The Challenge Cup to CBC. They beat Oakville 5-2, and Burroughs won the Wickenheiser Cup 4-1 over St. Charles West.
Huh.
You still have 15 seconds.
I got 15 seconds. I can tell you there's still tickets available for Missouri Valley Tournament, which a couple of games kicking things off. Busy weekend at the Sabbath on Friday night.
You finished before I got my quarter pounder down. Don't ever do that again. 6 o'clock. Thank you, Jim.
From ABC News. I'm Gil Gross. A promise that jurors would hear from Michael Jackson himself on the child molesting charges against him, but no promise he would ever take the stand. That was part of the defense opening argument today. ABC's Alex Stone live in Santa Maria, California, with what was another out-of-the-ordinary day in court. Alex?
Definitely was, Gil. A documentary about Jackson's life was played for the jury when his music was in that video. Former prosecutor Michael Cardozo, who was in the courtroom, says Jackson began dancing in his chair.
You could see his hand moving to the music and his body rocking. That's why I thought for a second or so, you know, he wanted to get up. You could tell.
Martin Bashir, the man who made that documentary and now works for ABC, testified but refused to answer most of the questions. Gil?
ABC's Alex Stone live in Santa Maria. In another high-profile case, ABC News has learned NBA star Kobe Bryant and the woman accusing him of rape have agreed in principle to settle her civil suit out of court. ABC News legal analyst Royal Oaks.
The question is, why would Kobe pay when some see a settlement as an admission of guilt? Well, it shuts down the publicity on this case. It ends the chance of a big jury verdict, and his lawyer's meter stops ticking. The prospect of Kobe's deposition may have been the straw that broke his reluctance to settle. If he'd been forced to testify, facts might have come out leading to complaints by other women. He's probably delighted to step off the front pages, leaving the celebrity headlines to Michael Jackson and Robert Blake.
And the BTK killer, who was charged today in Wichita with 10 murders. ABC's Barbara Pinto was there.
The judge set bond at $10 million. The next trial date will be March 15th in just a few weeks. That's when the preliminary hearing will begin. At that point, we expect Dennis Rader will enter a plea.
Now, Kansas did not have a death penalty when these murders were committed, so it is not likely Rader will face that if found guilty. Dow up 64 today. You're listening to ABC News.
Magnificent waterfront estate with guest apartment, $18.5 million. Marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews International Program. Elegant ski mansion with stunning mountain view, $5.5 million. Marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews International Program. Spectacular French country estate, $3.9 million. Marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews International.
Some of the world's most exquisite luxury homes are marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews International program. This unique target marketing program reaches affluent buyers directly and confidentially. Our select agents specialize in luxury homes and estates and understand the concerns of this discriminating customer. Call a Coldwell Banker Previews specialist today or visit us at coldwellbankerpreviews.com.
Exquisite ranch with stables and indoor pool. $5.5 million. Marketed through the Coldwell Banker Previews.
All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Good evening, everyone. It is 6:03. I'm Brian Helsworth, KTRS News.
We are very, very pleased that we are now going to be, once again,
performing the great music for a really great city, for the great audience of St. Louis and the entire region.
That is Musicians Union spokesman Jan Gippo announcing an 8-week work stoppage at the St. Louis Symphony has ended. KTRS's Chris Pilsick is live at Paul Symphony Hall. Good evening, Chris.
And good evening. Brian Gippo also says the orchestra wants to return as soon as possible.
First and foremost, to play the greatest music that we can at the best possible performance. You will hear that starting Friday.
Gippo says 56 musicians approved the 3.5-year deal that paid $74,000 the first year and $76,000 in 2008. It also provides musicians with a $2,500 sign-on bonus and a $4,000 bonus for those who stay through the length of the contract. Officials say the contract also includes modifications to benefits and work rules. Concerts resume Friday at 8 at Powell Symphony Hall. Reporting live, Chris Pilsick, KTRS News.
The Jefferson County prosecutor complains the U.S. Supreme Court ruling today on capital punishment takes away discretion from prosecutors. The vote was 5-4. The court ruling it's unconstitutional to execute killers who were under age 18 when they committed their crime.
It seems to me that if Mr. Simmons should be prosecuted as an adult, he should be punished as an adult.
Bob Wilkins referring to Christopher Simmons. He was 17 when he threw a woman to her death from a bridge. FBI agents capturing a St. Anne man in Los Angeles wanted on an unlawful flight charge issued in November of 2003. 38-year-old Robert Eli was arrested today in California. The charge stems from burglary warrants issued in St. Louis City and County. He is expected to be sent back to St. Louis. A bill renaming Southwest Missouri State University Missouri State University is heading to Governor Blunt's desk. The SMS name change bill also renames Harris Stowe College Harris Stowe State University. Springfield Representative B.J. Marsh.
It's a great day for Missouri and a great day for five universities. I believe those who've had reservations about the day will in a very short time agree that this was a good bill for the future of Missouri.
Marsh notes the SMS name change coincides with the university's centennial celebration on March 17th. And a task force will be reviewing the University of Missouri St. Louis's athletics program. That word today from Chancellor George. Now News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler has the KTRS South for 5 forecast.
Skies will be clearing out tonight and lows dipping to 20 degrees with a light wind. Mostly sunny on Wednesday. Highs in the upper 40s. Southwest winds at 5 to 10. Thursday partly cloudy, mid-40s. Friday mostly cloudy with a chance for showers. Highs in the mid-50s. Saturday mostly cloudy, 47. And Sunday variably cloudy skies with a high around 50. I'm News Channel 5 Chief Meteorologist Cindy Pressler for the Big 550 KTRS.
Partly cloudy skies, 34 degrees at Lambert Field. And that is the news at 6:06. I'm Brian Helsworth. And now with traffic, here's Paul Ford in the Golden Oak Lane. Ending Jet Chopper 550. Paul?
Thanks, Brian. Looking a lot better downtown. 44 Jefferson is all thinned out. That earlier accident there has been cleared. Westbound 70 is flowing anywhere from right around 5th Street all the way out through Cave Springs, mid-rivers and 79. That earlier accident west of 79 has been cleared. Westbound 40 just heavy Clayton Skinker to Hanley and slow pocket through Brentwood and McKnight as well. Westbound 40 then heavy through 270 and Mason Road. And this report is brought to you by HungryAgents.com. If you're selling your home, why pay 6-7% commission at HungryAgents.com. Full service realtors compete and you save thousands. Visit HungryAgents.com. Call forward to the KTRS Golden Oak Lending Jet Chopper.
Midwest Bank Center. We're growing to serve you. New locations in Winghaven, De Pere, and Chesterfield Valley. Midwest Bank Center. Member FDIC.
I'm Diana Tickner. I'm an Illinois resident and a vice president for Prairie State Energy Campus. For the past 3 years, I've been working with experts all over the world to bring the best technologies to Southern Illinois.
The Prairie State Energy Campus is a major electricity generating station and coal mine planned for Southern Illinois. Thanks to a $500 million investment in 21st century technologies, Prairie State will be among the cleanest coal plants in America.
Our technologies can create clean, low-cost energy by putting that coal in hundreds of people to work.
Prairie State means low-cost electricity for families and businesses, 2,500 jobs during peak construction, 450 permanent jobs, and nearly $100 million in annual economic benefits.
Clean air is important to all of us in Illinois.
Prairie State, good for energy, good for the environment, good for the economy. Visit PrairieStateEnergyCampus.com.
Got a headache? The relief you need is speeding your way with Advil Liquigel. Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
For tough headache pain, the liquid fast pain relief of Advil Liquigels is faster and stronger than extra strength Tylenol. Liquid fast.
Advil strong.
Advil Liquigels are the only brand with real liquid inside. They rush relief right to where you need it. Find out what liquid fast pain relief can do for you. Advil Liquigel. Liquid fast.
Advil strong. Use as directed.
Hello, I'm Paul Lambie, the mayor of Wentzville. One of my duties is to welcome new businesses to Wentzville with a ribbon-cutting ceremony. Well, to be honest with you, since becoming mayor, I have gotten very good with scissors and ribbons. I cut a lot of ribbons. It's probably because of the many business opportunities in Wentzville. Our city staff is considered among the most professional in the region. As the third fastest growing city in Missouri, we offer plenty of support for expanding businesses or those just starting out. So come visit Wentzville, the crossroads of the nation.
You are what you eat. That's why I studied the Purina One package and ingredients before we took the Purina One 30-Day Challenge. I hope that you will take the time to read the label of a Purina One package, and you'll see that Purina One cat foods are made with only high-quality ingredients, including real poultry, real salmon, and tuna. No added fillers, artificial colors, or flavors. Purina One formulas have multi-purpose antioxidants. Now that will help preserve the nutrient value of the food, and they also help support a strong immune system. And Purina One is prepared and packaged with nutrient absorption in mind. They also have a best if used by date. Could a fresh pet food help you do more for your cat's good health? Find out. Call today for your free 3.5-pound bag of Purina One kitten, adult, or senior cat food. Read the label and see the difference for yourself. To take the Purina One challenge, call 1-800-630-MEOW. That's 1-800-630-MEOW. Or go to PurinaOneChallenge.com. And you can pick up Purina One dog and cat products at your local Schnucks.
If you're tired of the phone ringing
and hearing no,
no credit extension,
no money,
no chance to get out of debt,
no time left,
make a call to American Equity Mortgage
at 314-878-9999
and hear yes instead. Yes, we can save you hundreds of dollars
every month
with perfect or even less than perfect credit. Yes, the application process is free.
Yes, you can close in as little as 1 week.
Even when others say no, American Equity Mortgage can tell you yes.
Yes.
Yes. If you're behind on your bills,
if your credit card payments are just too much,
or even if you just need extra cash, don't wait another day,
another minute.
Do it now. If you're a homeowner,
give American Equity Mortgage
the chance to say yes. Call anytime, day or night.
314-878-9999.
Call American Equity Mortgage anytime. 314-878-9999. Or visit AmericanEquity.com.
American Equity Mortgage. The future.
Tonight on Fox 2 News at 9, a local couple speaks out.
We found them laying there white as a ghost, and we're just freaked out.
Why you should think twice before laying down with your little loved one. Tonight on Fox 2 News at 9.
The Big 550, KTRS St. Louis.
Guilty, not guilty. Not guilty.
Leave it alone.
Leave Michael alone.
One of the what?
One of the best he did. He really is.
Pedophile lover?
No, I liked his music. I mean, he was in. He was into it with this and Thriller. God.
Yeah.
Nim, what happened?
Well, since we're sort of on this subject, I can't let the day go by without mentioning something that nobody else will ever mention, all right? So I'll do it. This Catholic priest in Robertsville, this guy who's at one of those rehabilitation centers, if you want to call it that, who's now admitted that he had this child pornography delivered to him at the priest home. Yeah, great security measures there, keeping this stuff out of their hands. It's in Robertsville, Missouri, and it's called Wounded Brothers. These guys aren't wounded.
So that's what the place is for
yeah.
ones who get in trouble?
Yeah, wounded brothers. They're not victims. They're not wounded. I love that.
Yeah.
He's at the Wounded Brothers facility. Mm-hmm. He's not a wounded anything. He's a pedophile.
He's a wounder.
Yeah, you wounded.
Yeah, it ought to be called, yeah, wounders. The wounders facility. And this is a guy who has pled guilty now to this child pornography. He has pled guilty in 93, pled guilty to assaulting a boy at a motel. Mm-hmm. Then we get this move from parish to parish thing. And then he had also admitted in 03 that he molested. He admitted molested three other kids. How can this guy, how come he's never been in prison?
I don't know. He's in the pedophile palace, apparently.
Getting porno.
Yeah.
At Wounded Brothers. I'll tell you, that makes me feel sorry for them. I didn't realize how wounded they were. So I just had to mention, because nobody else will say anything about calling a place like that Wounded Brothers. Our poor Wounded Brothers. How about the guys, 3,000 of them, and probably some ladies, too, who got up and at 6:30 this morning in the cold down on the Merrimack, opened trout season. I'll tell you something. I like to fish, but it was cold this morning, and I'm not standing with 3,000 other people catching trout at 6:30 in the morning on March 1st. I think it's a great thing. I know they really get into it, but that's not, to me, that's not fishing. Fishing is shorts, T-shirt, warm weather.
I truly would like to understand. I don't know what it would take, but I would like to understand fishing, because you people like you, Frank, and nobody else in here really goes for it.
We said the other day, what you don't get, and I don't get fishing.
But there must really be something to it if so many people absolutely live for it, and they get buried and put in their graves with their favorite fishing pole and stuff. I mean, it must be.
Well, not to everybody. I mean, there are people, if they tried it, they go, well, I still don't get it.
Yeah, well, I did try it years ago with my dad.
I enjoy it.
I like fishing.
I just don't like touching the fish.
Oh,
and
good night.
Baiting the hook. Or baiting the hooks. I don't like
baiting the hook.
Well, that's
fishy.
I don't like baiting the hook. I can bait the hook. I don't like it that much.
Working with some little sissy.
Really? But my son, if I go fishing, I'll usually go fishing with Debbie's dad, who's a big fisherman.
Oh, you know what? I don't know that I would tell this again. You've told it before. And you're going to admit again that you make your son bait your hook?
No. Take the fish off.
Take the fish off?
Yeah. And your dad baits the hook. Tell us about your daddy.
I bet he's big and strong. I bet he's brave. Tell us about your daddy, Mr. Strauss.
My dad can whip the world.
Yeah, he takes me fishing, but he makes me take the fish off because he says yucky when he touches a fish.
And he runs from birds.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
And he's afraid of birds, even little birds.
Touching the fish.
Fish and birds, two very dangerous things.
Even little bitty birds, my dad's afraid of them. He's tough.
Little sparrows, wrens.
We have to do a little business, then we present gifts to our guest. I should give the gifts to her husband. He's the one that went and got the McDonald's.
Got the food. Yeah.
Are there better French fries than McDonald's?
I don't think so.
I don't think there are. I really don't. Argosy Casino Alton. That's the new name. Have you been there, Heather?
I have not.
You've never been there?
No.
Let's talk about it.
Okay.
Why not? Let's start there. Why not? Are you very religious? You don't think you would gamble?
No.
Has your husband ever been there, the guy who buys all the food?
I believe so.
Probably, he's got the money to buy the food from going to the old
casino. I smell, how long have you been married?
About 9 months.
I smell trouble.
Yeah.
With a capital T, and that rhymes with P.
Mm-hmm. Which stands for?
That stands for possible divorce right here in River City.
No.
Yeah, because no husband, at least I, wouldn't go to, 9 months married, I wouldn't go to a casino without my wife. Would you, Terry?
No.
Fess up. Did you go without her? He's honest. He went without her.
Yeah.
That's one. You know, I just read a great article. Let me read. I saved it.
You got it. You can't have it here.
It's called Signs of a Troubled Marriage, and it's out of Marital Problems magazine.
Oh, I've read.
You get that magazine?
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I get subscription.
It names the signs. It says one of the things to watch for in a marriage that is less than 1 year old, is signs like he goes to the casino without her.
That's a red flag.
And they say, red flag. That's exactly what they say. They say, that's a red flag.
Yeah.
And they said, what that often means is that either A, he has a gambling problem he doesn't want her to know about. That's why they can't have some of the things they want, because he gambled the money away. Or B,
he's gay.
Or C, he's having an affair with a blackjack dealer.
That's what you have to watch out for.
So I don't know which, but you've got to hit me. Yeah. Split. I think you got trouble.
Oh, man.
No.
Here's the solution. You go together to Argosy Casino.
Oh, yeah.
Would you take her to Argosy? He says he'll take her. He wants to save the marriage.
That's good.
You have them take you over there. Here's my suggestion. Argosy Casino Alton. You take advantage of this winter warm-up, which they're giving away $10,000 twice a week. It goes through March 13th or 16th. Hang on, let me check. I think it's March. It is March 13th. You might win some cash. Have them take you to the Outfitters Grill.
Ooh.
And then also have him take you in March, and I think it's 18th and 19th, two nights to see Lori Morgan. Lori Morgan at Argosy Casino Alton. 1-800-711-GAME. Repeat that number.
1-800-711-GAME.
All right, you remember that number, and you make sure he calls it. A wonderful night. Couple of nights. One, let's just do dinner and some gambling, and then Lori Morgan, if they still have tickets. I think I've saved the marriage.
Yeah,
Argosy Casino Alton, even though she's never been there. Take it from Heather when she says...
It's the place to go.
Her voice, I'm telling you, that sells. That sold me. Yeah. I'm going there. Yeah. I'm sold. Good job.
Thank you.
Argosy Casino Alton.
It's the place to go.
It's the place to go.
No, see, I was kidding.
To go.
All right.
You're so mean.
Gift-giving time.
Oh, I love this time.
This is a certificate that says Heather Lawler, and it should say Heather Lawler, the sexiest voice to ever be in this studio.
Yeah.
Was a special guest March 1st on the Large Morning Show in the afternoon.
And we've all signed it.
Lucky.
Look at that.
Hey, you can hang it up in your class.
Yes, I will.
Oh, show your students. That's a good idea. How about a purple pin that says you were a guest on our show?
Love it.
Yeah. Use that when you grade papers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you're a teacher, you know how important German. You use German.
I use it now.
Good idea.
That's why you're not there.
Exactly. Germex waterless hand sanitizer as an English teacher in high school. You can take it from Heather when she says...
It's the greatest.
She is full of slogans.
She's a walking bag of slogans.
Yeah. Slogan machine. That's what she is, like an ATM. Slogan
machine. Call her a walking bag?
Walking bag of slogans. Here is a complimentary 2-ounce bottle of Germex waterless hand sanitizer. Don't let English students give you crud, okay?
You use too much.
If you drink coffee and you said you drink about a cup a day, then you need a coffee cup.
Yeah.
How about, and we do this in his memory since he passed away, Paul Harris.
No, I don't think he passed away.
He moved to another station.
Where the audience is dead.
Yeah, right. Dying, yeah.
They passed away.
Middle of the day, middle of America, Paul Harris, coffee mug because we have a surplus. Yours, our gift to you. All right. How about, well, let's go with the Thomas Coffee. How about a complimentary can of Thomas Coffee? The only gourmet coffee in a can. Enjoy.
Hey, Heather, take that into the teacher's lounge and make a pot of that stuff. Yeah.
You bet. That school ought to have that on a regular basis for those teachers. If they cared about teachers, they would.
Yeah.
How about a gift card to Bandana's Barbecue? Smell that smoke. St. Louis's favorite barbecue.
Thank you. She is so giddy.
How about a super compact, lightweight polystyrene beverage holder, hand-lettered? These are hand-lettered. No two are exactly alike, and they're numbered. Holds hot or cold beverage.
Oh, man.
Collector's item.
That is the best.
That is the best.
That's that white cup?
Yeah, yeah. Collector's item. Oh, this is a white plastic. Do you like white, and do you like plastic?
Both of them.
Well, you'll love the combination of white and plastic in this white plastic cup that you can pour stuff in. And how about this photograph of a white squirrel, and right behind the white squirrel is a red squirrel. They're on the same little fence post together. Taken in all the Illinois home of the white squirrel from heaven. And I don't know, when you look at this picture, what it says to you. There's a white squirrel and behind it a red squirrel. What it says to me is, the red squirrel is saying, I'm going to do you from behind, white squirrel. That's what I see.
And create an orange squirrel.
And create an orange squirrel.
Yeah.
It's like the white man and the red man can get along. The start of our country.
I hear the words coming from the squirrel's mouth. Can't we all just get along?
Yeah, harmony.
Red and white, black and yellow. Harmony. That's what it says to me. So enjoy that motivating picture of those two squirrels. All right. How about those gifts, huh?
Love it. That is so great.
Well, you ought to. Before we bring Reggie in, and we're about to do that in 1 minute, do you and your husband of 9 months own a hot tub?
No.
That's the saddest thing I've ever heard. Aww.
He's too busy in the gambling. And
he gambled away their hot tub money. Could have had a hot tub if I just hadn't played that last round of blackjack. Would you like a hot tub?
Oh, I would love one. Oh.
You deserve one. I'm telling you right now, I don't know you that well, but I feel like I know you well enough to tell you, you deserve a hot tub.
I think so.
If you had a hot tub, would you, and tell the truth, would you do any nude hot tubbing?
Oh.
Well, would you?
I can't say that.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, sure.
My parents are standing right there.
You're
grown.
Listening.
You live on your own. Yeah. You're married. You can do whatever you
would
want.
Would your parents come over and do some nude stuff?
Oh, 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 oh. Oh, I hope not.
Wow.
I can turn off the outside speakers real quick. If
you turn them off.
All right.
Okay.
They can't
hear you. The outside speakers are off. Would you do some nude hot tubbing?
Maybe.
Oh, man.
You guys heard that, didn't you?
Maybe means yes.
Yeah. Sure it does.
Now, here's what I think is going to happen. I think because we've kind of shamed your husband by calling him out on his gambling and his affair with a blackjack dealer, that he's going to buy you a hot tub. And it's going to be a master spa.
Ooh.
I have a vision of this. It's within the next 2 years. It's going to be an LSX from Total Leisure Concepts. That is their hottest selling model. In fact, it's Master Spa's biggest seller in the country. And I think the way it's going to happen, this is the guy who surprised you at Busch Stadium with that romantic proposal. I think it's going to happen on an anniversary.
Mr. Love.
Mr. Love. And I think you're going to come home to Mr. Love, and Mr. Love is going to be out in the hot tub.
Nice.
With a girlfriend.
That's really a surprise.
But when you walk up, the reason he's doing it is he wants you to see him send her home and tell you it's over. He wants you to be there when he says, get out of the hot tub, it's over. I'm with
That's
my...
That's a great strategy.
And I see you living then happily ever after with a master spa from Total Leisure Concepts. Does this sound good?
Well, I don't know. That middle part's a bit problematic. But
well, maybe we can eliminate her. But I think you deserve a hot tub. Check them out, folks. And I seriously invite you, myself personally, Heather, take a wet test. Take a suit. Go down to Total Leisure Concepts. People do it. Get in the hot tub. Check it out. Take what's his name with you if you want to. And you guys get in there, splash around, and see what it's like. And if you like it, then, hey, you deserve one. We're not here for a long time, just a good time. It's a great expression. I love it. Life is short. Get a hot tub. Master Spa, Total Leisure Concepts on Manchester, about a half block east of 141, 636-386-SPAS.
You're on to Denver.
Now, you've heard Reggie.
Oh, yeah.
You like him?
Love him.
He'll be happy to hear that.
I know where I'm
Reggie McDaniel is brought to you, as he always is, by Metro Lighting. They have 6 stores. They've been around for over 30 years, and they would love for you to visit their website and see what kind of great products they have at MetroLightingCenters.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Reggie McDaniel. Reggie, how are you?
I'm doing great, Frank. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Wait till you hear this voice. Say hi to our guest. Her name is Heather.
Hi, Heather.
Hi, Reggie.
Who was that? Reggie, you recovered? You okay?
Oh, yeah, I'm fine.
All right, what do you have for us?
I got a movie called The Jacket.
The Jacket.
Right, it's starring Adrian Brody and Chris Christopherson.
Let me just stop right here for a second. Hang on. Terry, don't.
I'm off of that stuff.
Christopherson.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You don't like him?
He's a great singer.
Yeah, great songwriter.
Great songwriter.
He's not a great singer.
And he's not a good actor.
He's a very good actor.
Oh, I see.
He's a better actor than he is singer.
The Jacket.
Not saying much.
All right. Proceed.
All right. This is a movie starring Adrian Brody, who plays a young man who was in the Gulf War, and he got shot in his head.
Hmm.
And when he got shot in his head, he died. But they brought him back.
Hmm.
But he had amnesia. So they he got out the military, took him to Vermont. He has amnesia, no relatives, so he just has nowhere to go. So he hitches a ride with someone, and he blacks out. And when he wakes up, there's a dead policeman next to him with a gun.
No, I hate it when that happens.
Me too.
They find him innocent by reason of insanity, put him in a psychiatric hospital where the physician is Chris Christopherson. Chris Christopherson is the physician who has an experimental method of treating them. They put them in a straitjacket, inject them with some new psychotropic drugs, and stick them in a morgue closet.
Psychotropic?
What is psychotropic?
Psychotropic drugs. Mind-altering, mm-hmm. That's what that means.
And they put him in a morgue closet.
A morgue closet.
What do they keep in the morgue closet?
You know where they store bodies in the morgue?
Right.
Oh, one of those sliding...
Those are called morgue closets.
Well, I'll tell you what, just when you think you got a straitjacket on, what could be worse? You get slid in the morgue drawer.
After you get the psychotropic
drugs.
Yeah.
But what happens while he's in there is what the story is about.
Ooh.
Strange things happen while he's inside the drawer, and he realizes that if he has any hopes of surviving, he's got to get back into the jacket and into the drawer.
This sounds great. I think it sounds very interesting.
It's a comedy. It sounds like a comedy.
You got to get back in the jacket and in the drawer?
How'd he get out of the jacket?
I'm not going to tell you.
Oh.
That's part of the story.
Heather, do you have any questions about the movie The Jacket?
No. He did a great job.
Does it sound good to you?
It sounds okay.
Yeah.
I'd have to see how many ARDs he's going to give.
Oh, she knows. Oh. She knows the drill. She knows the drill. How many ARDs are you going to give it?
I had to give this 3.5 ARDs.
That is very good. That is very good.
When does this open?
Yeah, when does it open?
I think it's this Friday.
Adrian Brody is my favorite actor because he's the one that kissed Halle Berry.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Whether she wanted
him
to
perfect,
or not.
He found the perfect time.
Here they come.
Perfect storm.
3.5 ARDs.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right.
I got a feeling somebody's going to do a good ARD. What do you think, Heather? All right, Dan.
Sounds great.
No, you got to say all right,
Dan. Oh, okay.
Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
Oh, it's not too bad.
Oh. Your voice is deeper than his.
Try it again.
All right, Dan.
Puts kind of a sexy tone on it.
Oh, bye, Red.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
How about care?
Oh.
Bye, the rest of y'all.
All right, Dan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. Heather. All right, Dan.
All right.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right. I like the way she talks. Thank you for being a good guest.
Thanks so much for having me. I had a blast.
All right, Dan. Thanks for bringing your husband, or we just starve to death.
I brought cookies.
All right, Dan, do it again. All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. All right, Dan. All right, Dan. We'll be back tomorrow.
All right, Dan.
About 3 o'clock.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Till then, have a great GD. Well, what is it, GD? GD, everybody.
GD.
Yeah, shut up. You've got a friend in